Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Oh, no, wait. An error occurred. Wait. What's going on here? All right, cool. I'm live. An error occurred. It says the error occurred. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, before I go into my rant, let me start the show in the magical words of dream it, believe it, become it. Now, let me take off the shades. Wait. Old tight Steve Bailey, first man in the dance. Old tight Alan Skill, the one and only. Housden 67, I see you. Listen. After a dramatic week, well, it wasn't really drama, to be honest with you. Spencer Fearon played like he was going to stand with a man, with a man's them, and come on the show. All week, we've been talking about this fight. All week. Yeah, don't worry, I'm going to be there. We know it's been hot. The week has been hot. But it's times like this when really those that claim that they are with you are supposed to be with you. Now, where is Spencer? Where is... This is why I'm a one-man army. I told you, I am literally a one-man army. And I'm not going to keep on harping on about it. But it's just a fact. We are supposed to be doing this watch-along together. Spencer is running up and down, all about. I was expecting to see him here. Well, we actually said in the group that we would all do a sound check at 9:15. Was anyone there? No. Manny was there. Manny's just logged on, but you know, he's got big event tonight, so he can't be with us. But it's cool. I'll do this thing on my own. It really don't matter. I will continue to bring the Fight Is Right, loyal followers, the best watch along in the game, whether Spencer's here or not. So, how are we, everyone? We have a great fight this evening for you. I'm really looking for... I was actually the one that said, come, bro, we have to do this. We literally have to do Zofa Barrett v. Jordan Gill, especially after Jordan's enthralling and emphatic victory last time out against Michael Conlon, stopping him in the seventh round. Really... Nobody expected him to win. Well, the bookmakers certainly never expected him to win. And considering what he had been through or what he was going through going into the fight, it made his victory all the more, for him, satisfying and dramatic. So, Zofa, we already know about Zofa. Uncle of, or nephew of big Pat Barrett up there, Manny. And I'm gonna keep it real. I'm rooting for Zelfa. I'm keeping it real. I'm rooting for Zelfa. But I believe Jordan Gill's going to really come up and bring it to Zelfa. On paper, I believe Zelfa's got the better boxing skill. I feel that he's mixed it in better class. But this is going to be a great fight tonight. Right now, we have a young girl on the box that I see from a... She's a young girl now, but I mean, I see her from a young girl. And that's Ellie Scottney fighting, looking to unify the belt and looking to actually win the Ring Magazine belt, from what I understand as well. I think the Ring Magazine belt has been put on the line. So she's going up against an undefeated fighter in Soglin Lefebvre. Let's just call it that. 10-2s. But why are they making the girls come with 3 minutes? We're supposed to be doing 3 minutes by now. You know, it's quality and everything like that. And I feel like the girls are well-equipped to do three-minute rounds. I know Amanda Serrano is saying it's 3 minutes. If you want to fight her, it's three-minute rounds. But yes, 10-2s. And this is for the IBF, WBO, and Ring Magazine Super Bantamweight World Titles. So yeah, big up Don Self, big up Yemi X, iBoxing Hub, 2 Blessed TV, Snaps. You done know. Bro, we're going to do it. I told you. If we're on our own, we're on our own. But we're going to do it. And I'm not even going to wait for Zopa, but I'm going to start this thing straight away, as they say. I think this might be the third round. I know these rounds go really quick. I assume Ellie is up right now. Big up, Ellie. Big up, Jim. The Lynn ABC down there on the World's Way. South London crew, Peckham and them. You know the set. Yeah, hold on. Steve Bailey, it is what it is, mate. It is what it is. You know me. I don't, whatever you resist persists. So we just have to keep on doing what we're doing. Old Tat Zach Cass. Bro, where's the knowledge? Don, you're asking where's the knowledge? He sold me out. He sold me out like a Django. Bro, this is what I'm trying to say. When this thing gets hot, man just run away. I don't care what excuse Spencer's coming with. Spencer's supposed to be here today. I've cussed Spencer on so many shows. It's actually getting boring. But today, he should have been here. And he may still come. I don't know. But when I spoke to him this afternoon, there was an insurance. I reminded everyone yesterday the time it was going to go live, 9:30, which coincides with Ellie's world title unification. But we just have to keep on doing the job. Nah, he ain't eating, bro. He's not Joe. He said, man, just sell you out. It's like, bro, this is like a film. It's like, when you want brothers to be there, and this ain't just now, you know, Joe. It's been since I've been a youth. It's like when you're on the front line, it's like nobody's there to be seen. You can roll up. I told everyone about the story when I was a young kid, went up to fight Doc in the Hill with Groveville School. I looked behind, I left Groveville School at the bottom of the hill with about 20 men deep. By the time I got midway up the hill, I looked behind me and I was the only one left to fight the whole of Doc in the Hill School. And nothing has changed. Nothing's changed. But guess what? If it's me and my God, I will fight alone. I don't care. No, the fight ain't started yet, Bue Vickerson. But you know what? Let's go into it. We're at the end of the fourth round. I'm going to start the commentary, fifth round. Joe, mate, it's really upsetting though. I'm trying to be angry with a smile on my face, but I'm actually upset Spencer's not here. I'll be honest with you. I'm upset. But again, there's no excuse. Today, you should have been here. You should have been here. Hold tight, 196 people live. You know we can do this alone. I keep saying it. Stamina for Cell was built alone. It was built alone. I gave man the hop up at a time when man needed it. And now we need support. There's no support. Not snaps. I'm skinning tea. Because I'm gonna win. I always win. I always win. It don't matter. The test is not me, you know. The test is you to see how strong you are. If you can stand. It's not the test ain't me. I'm God. No one can't take away the blessings. It's only God that's giving blessings out here. It's no man or no woman is giving blessings. God. So if you want to stand. And I know if Mr. Fearon does intend on coming, he's going to come with a world excuse. But there's no excuses. How can we start a show at 9:30? We are now 9:39. You would not attend one of your give outs late. You wouldn't. No, there's no fallout. There's no fallout. It's just we all arranged a watch along for tonight at 9:30. Everyone knows man's been working last week, especially. And I was expecting to see my brother in the flesh this evening. But it is what it is. Anyway, let's start. Hold on. So we start? What's this? I bet you I get a pen spent out. See, here we go. Here's a voice note from Spencer. I'm not going to play it to the people first. I'm going to listen to it first and hear the excuses. He's probably going to say he's at a dance somewhere or one of his charity give outs. But no, you're supposed to be here. Why are you sending a voice note? Why are you sending a voice note? Let me listen to this. Oh my goodness gracious me. Bruv, you know when man lies? You know when people lie? You know they can't lie good. You know when you know someone so well and they try to make an excuse? Yeah, they try to make an excuse. Oh, wait, I'm texting him back. Wait. I don't want to hear that. I'm so angry. I'm not disappointed. I'm angry. I'm going to say that again. I'm not disappointed. I'm angry. Here we go. Anyway, Joe. No, I'm not even going to play it. People, oh, they leave it out. UK. I'm not disappointed, I'm angry. And I'm a man, I don't get disappointed. It's anger. I don't have gas mark 5. I have 0 and 10. That's it. No gas mark 5. You can't turn my cooker and I'm medium. I don't have that. It's just 0 or 10. And the only way it's going to go to 10 is if you upset me. Otherwise, I'm cool, calm, collected. 99.9% of the time. Anyway, going into this is what I'm saying about these rounds, man. They go so quick. My man's got he's got the Man U top on. My man's got the Man U top on in the girl's corner, trying to endear to the Man U fans. Anyway, here we go now. Left hook to the body by Ellie. Jab right hand to the body by Ellie. Yeah, movement. Lead left hook by Ellie. On the front foot, jab, right hand by Ellie, left foot by the, what's the other girl's name? Let me get the name. I'm just going to say left. Left B. Yeah, left B. That's what I'm going to say. Oh, good uppercut by left B. Ellie continues to walk forward in this right up to the body by Ellie. Right up, left hook by Ellie. Yeah, overhand right by Ellie. Right up, left hook by left B. Right up to the body. Right up to the head. Right uppercut by Ellie. Yeah, walking her down now. Right hand by Ellie again. Walking her down, hands high. She's doing the little Canelo. I realize everyone try fight like Canelo nowadays. Right up to the body by Ellie. Entanglement first. Well, it can't be the first entanglement because it's round 6. Moving forward again by Ellie. Blocks the left hand. Left hook to the body. Right hand. Pushes her down. Referee bakes them up. Dip. Left foot to the body by Ellie. Hands up. Right hand. Right uppercut. Right hand. Left foot. Entanglement again. Referee gets in between them. Here we go. 57 seconds left for this round. Dip. Right hand by left feet. Right hook misses by Ellie. Right, left hook to the body. Left hook to the body by Ali. Right hook to the body. Hey, that left hook to the body still left me. Right hook to the body again by left feet. Overhand right by left feet. Left hook to the body by Ellie. Left hook, right hook by Ellie. Roller left, right hook. Yeah, entanglement going on right now. Ellie is on the march. Here we go. She hurt with her. Oh, right hand to the body by Ellie. Left hook to the body again. Right hook to the body by Ellie. Right hook, left hook by left feet. Should I call her left feet when she's doing left? Jab by left feet on the back foot. Right, jab by Ellie. Right over, overhand right by Ellie. Move. Oh, yeah, yeah. She get my counter right hand. Left hook by Ellie again. Stepping forward. I like this style by Ellie, though, but she's still catching a few. Oh, right up to the body by Ellie. And these body shots will absolutely pay dividends somewhere. Good left hook to the body at the end of the belt by Ellie Scott Nia. Yeah. Yes. Come on. Yeah. Listen, I told you, the vibes is natural. I don't need nobody to create, because energy is not destroyed or, what's the other word? It's not destroyed or, come on, help me out here. But I'm not thinking, I'm thinking about boxing or creating. That's it. It's not destroyed or created. So my energy is there. It's always there. Old tight eye boxing up, full team had Manu tops, including lefty. Yeah, but then they're trying to gin all the people. Sorry, they're trying to get the approval of the Manchester fans, but it ain't gonna work because Ellie Scott is coming from South London. She's looking to bust up everyone in this fight here tonight. Ellie, look, she's got a great demeanor about her, very confident, prowling around the ring. Round seven is about to, here we go. Straight on the front foot, jab, right up to the body, left up to the body by Ellie. Dip, left up to the body again. There's left up to the body, are paying dividends for Ellie. Dip, left up to the body again by Ellie. Right up, left up to the head by Ellie. Right up to the head. Yeah, back foot, moving forward, hands up low. Left up, right up by Ellie. I'm not even counting lefty style. Lefty is swinging right up, left hooks, but they are blowing bubbles in the air. Ellie just woman handles her to the floor. Not man handles, woman handles her to the floor. Referee said, no, Ellie, you got to stop that. It ain't Woolworth Road. It ain't the Lynn ABC. You can't be doing that physical altercation. Here we go. Jab, right to the body. Left hook to the body, Ellie. Jab, right to the body by Ellie again. It's all Ellie Scottie now. Left hook to the body. Left hook to the body by Ellie. These body shots are murdering lefty. Lefty entanglement. Right hook to the body by Ellie. Right hook, left hook to the body by Ellie again. Dip. Entanglement. Referee gets in between the both of them. Let's go again. 1 minute 16 left in the round. Ellie on the front row. Right up to the body by Ellie. Dip. Hands up low. Hands up higher. Sorry. Ellie puts her hands up in the air. Tells her as if to say to the ref, we got this covered. Right up to the chin. Left up to the chin by Ellie. Right up, left up by Ellie. Ellie is moving in. Right up, roll. Entanglement again. Ellie Scottney is boxing brilliant right now because she's evading a lot of the stuff. Oh, overhand right by Ellie Scottney. Now she's doing the little dip with her legs. All right, cool. Say that. Overhand right by Ellie. Entanglement once more. Yeah. This is excitement going on. Yeah, let me go again. Let's go. Dip. Good jab. Strong jab by Ellie Scottney. Moves back onto the front foot. Dip. Faint. Left foot lead by Ellie Scottney. Bounces back out. Out of range, jab by Ellie Scottney. Lefty, good jab by lefty, but that ain't gonna do nothing. Lefty's gotta come with more than that. Right on, left foot to the body again by Ellie Scottney. Jab by Ellie Scottney, pulls out. Overhand right, left foot by Ellie Scottney. Here we go. Now you can see the confidence. Left foot to the body, misses by Ellie, but she goes straight back in. Right hand by Ellie Scottney. It's all Ellie. 1-2. Lefty misses with a left hook, with a lead left hook. Right hand. End of the round. All Ellie Scottney. And from what I've seen thus far, from round 6, Ellie Scottney has won everything. What did T. Spence posted a link on Twitter? It's a good thing that he did. I would not have known that we was live. Listen. Forget about Spencer. Spencer let me down. He sold me out. Spencer sold me out like a runaway slave. That's what he done. I don't care as well. I'm saying it. He sold me out like a runaway slave. I know why he never come on today, but I don't care. Old tight Joe Barrow. Evening, Tunde and folks. Blessings. Charlie Edwards is back after a solid performance last night. Sure, Scottney fight is going the distance. possibly, but she's hit her with some good left hook to the bodies that which have visibly shaken Lefty, because that's what I'm calling her, Lefty. No. Yeah, bro, we have to forget. Listen, Spencer, bro, I've cancelled Spencer tonight. I've cancelled him because he's supposed to be here. In round eight seconds gone. Let's go again. Sorry. Spencer has got me mad today. I can't believe that he done this. And he knew what he was doing as well. You know, this is a show that I'm letting all my emotions out. I don't care. Well, almost all my emotions. Got to keep it professional. Left hook to the body again. Overhand right. Left hook by Ellie Scottney. Here we go. Dip. I like this catching she's doing. Right hook, left hook. Left hook to the body by Ellie. Lefty gives her a little left taps or right taps. They ain't going to do nothing. That can't help you, Lefty. You got to be better than that to beat Ellie Scottney, because she's looking for the Ring Magazine belt tonight. Right up to the body by Ellie. Front foot, dip. Good dip on the front foot. Jab by Ellie Scottney, moving forward. Dip, hands up high by Ellie. Not taking nothing unnecessary. Left foot, right onto the body, and left foot to the head. Lead right hand, left foot to the body by Ellie. Left hook again by Ellie Scottney. Overhand right, dip by Ellie Scottney. She is putting in the work tonight. They say that this other girl's a world champion. Well, she don't look it tonight, because Ellie is dominating, in my opinion, my humble opinion. Overhand right. Oi, Lefty done a good right uppercut and a left hook. But Ellie still walked forward. Oi, right up by Lefty. Overhand right by Ellie Scottney. Entanglement. Referee gets in between them. Breaks them up. Let's go again. Jab by Ellie Scottney. Double jab right and left hook by Lefty. Step to the side. Right hand by Lefty. Right up. Left hook by Lefty. Oh, what? Let's get on there. All right. Ellie turns southpaw, but back to orthodox. Jab, right up to the body by Ellie. Right uppercut by Lefty. Left uppercut by Lefty. 1, 2, 3 by Lefty. Overhand right by Lefty. Right uppercut, left foot by Lefty. Right up by Lefty. Left foot by Lefty. Oh, my goodness. But Ellie's still in there. Don't think Ellie won't punch you when I was schooling out Lefty's punches. But left foot to the head by Lefty. Right uppercut by Lefty. Right uppercut by Ellie. Entanglement is a ref. Oh, yeah. Cheeky left foot from Nando's by Ellie Scottney. Yeah, here we go again. Oh, tight Ellie. Push her head down. Here we go. Ellie again, moving forward in the Man City colours. Ellie knows what she's doing. She come with the red Man United. And Ellie said, ah, cool, I'm going to come in the sky blue Man City colours. End of the round. You know what? I may slightly give that round to Lefty. She did throw a good salvo. She did come with some good uppercuts and left hooks. She did quite well. So thus far, from round 6, I'm giving Lefty her first round. Oh, tight Zach Katz. Come on, you know the set. Yeah, we're here. It's one-sided. No. Listen, it's one-sided. It's a one-sided beating. It is one-sided because the eye-catching shots, the more hurtful shots, are absolutely coming from Ellie. But she's in a fight, so I'm not totally ruling out what you're saying. But I can be sure, 99% sure, that the scorecards are very wide as it stands. But anyway, I may be wrong. I have been known to be wrong in the past, but let's go. Not many times, though. Step back. Lefty does a left hook. Good, cheeky left hook. And another left hook by Lefty. Jab, right uppercut. Ellie straight back in there. Lefty's coming back again. Maybe she knows she got to come, but forward by Lefty. All right, right hand, left foot by Lefty. Right uppercut, left foot by Lefty. All right, Ellie's on the front foot now. Overhand right by Ellie. All right, 1, 2 by Lefty. Right up, left foot to the body by Ellie. Right up to the body by Ellie. Overhand right by Lefty. Left foot by Lefty and a right hand by Ellie. Entanglement. This is warming up. She's going for it. Ellie may be slowing down a bit, giving Lefty a chance. Overhand right by Lefty. Left hook, right hand by Ellie. Right uppercut, left hook, and a left hook counter by Ellie. Left hook counter again by Ellie. Overhand right by Ellie. Left hook to the body. Right uppercut, left hook, right hand, left hook by Ellie. Left uppercut by Ellie. Right uppercut by Ellie. Hold her head down. Push her to the floor. Show her that you're from South London. Yeah. What's going on there? All right. Overhand right by Lefty, but a right hand by Ellie. Here we go again. Jab. Right uppercut. Oh, yeah. Left hook by Ellie. Left hook to the body. Right uppercut by Ellie. Overhand right by Ellie. Entanglement by Lefty. Tapping up on both sides of the body. Overhand right. Left hook to the body by Ellie. Oi, right hook by Lefty. Right hook again by Lefty. Left hand overhand left by Lefty. Ellie Scottney back on the front foot. 1, 2 by Lefty misses, but a left hook by Ellie. All of that business was going on right there. Ellie, hands up high, right up by Ellie Scottney, right up, up by Lefty. Ellie pushes in around, still doing a little dance. Left up, right up by Lefty, right hand by Ellie Scottney. Moving forward now, moving forward. Push her back, right hand by Ellie, right hand by Lefty. Left up, right hand to the body by Ellie Scottney. Left up to the body, left up, Lefty. Push Ellie Scott's head down, getting her own back in that. Into oh, right hand, left foot to the body. 1-2 by Lefty, pushing her elbow. Oh, a right uppercut by Ellie Scottney, holding her head down. What a fight! Yeah. Oh, type mayor of Brixton, you done know. Listen, I told you, I would do this thing on my own because it's vibes, it's energy. What a round! This, you know what? Sometimes I say to myself, I think they can put on any woman's boxing and it's going to be exciting because it's like the women are fighting with something different. The hormones, you know, the women have the X and the Y chromosome. So it's like they got the best of both worlds. they got the women have everything the man have and more. No, as that's wrong. It's the men that have the X and the Y chromosome. I know there's a lot of scientists right now saying, no, Tundi. That's the wrong scientific formula. It's men that have the X and the Y chromosome. It's the woman that's only got the one chromosome. But whatever, maybe that's why they're not carrying a lot of baggage. So they can let their hands go. But anyway... Come on, let's go again. Here we go. Right up by Lefty. Left foot to the body by Ellie. Jab by Ellie. On the front foot. Oh, he right back up by Lefty. Overhand right by Ellie Scottney. Entanglement. Referee gets right in between the 144. Left and around. Here we go. Ellie Scottney on the front foot. Overhand right by Lefty. Overhand right by Lefty. Right to the body by Ellie Scottney. Entanglement. You can tell both girls are really tired and letting it go. 1-2 by Lefty. Ellie Scottney. Dip from the front foot. On the front foot again, Lefty moving around. I think you should fight, girl. Oh, good right hook up by Lefty and a left hook by Lefty. Overhand right by Lefty. Double left hook. Entanglement. Ellie Scottney. You know what? This girl has done well the last three rounds. I'm not going to lie. She may have... Oh, right to the body. Right to the body. Left hook to the head. 1-2 by Lefty. Left hook by Ellie Scottney. Right up by Ellie Scottney and a left hook by Lefty. Right hand by Lefty. Left hook by Ellie Scott. Dashes her to the foot. Complains with a shot to the back of the head. Shots going on right now by Lefty. Ellie Scottney back on that front foot. Overhand right to the back of the head. She may get a warning. Possibly a... Nah, referee's allowing it to go. Ellie Scottney. Oi, good left hook by both girls. I'm not going to lie. Simultaneously, right uppercut by Lefty. Left hook to the body by both girls. Right up, left hook by Ellie Scottney. Left hook to the body by Lefty. Right hand by Lefty. Right hand by Ellie Scottney. And a right hand by Lefty. And a right uppercut, a cheeky right uppercut from five guys. From Lefty, here we go. Overhand right, right uppercut by Lefty. Ellie Scottney back in, right and misses by Lefty. Turns to the side, good footwork by Lefty. But oh, good right uppercut, left foot, right up, right uppercut by Lefty. Overhand right, right into the body by Ellie Scottney. Entanglement, referee gets in between the both of them again. Overhand right by Ellie Scottney, right uppercut by Lefty. Pushes her head down again. What is going on? There's a lot of stuff going on. Who has won it? In my opinion. In my humble opinion, Ellie Scottney has become two-belt. Double, I think it's WBO. Is it WBO? No, yes, WBO, IBF. And tonight, I believe she can pick up the Ring Magazine belt. It was a great fight. The girl definitely, when I saw Lefty first, don't let me disrespect her. Her name is actually Sigolene. Lefty Bree. She had an 18-0 record and she could fight still. I'm not gonna lie. She could fight. That's a good fight. But I know Ellie won that fight. Yeah, Ellie won that fight. What a fight. That is a good.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Today, Spencer. Wait. Today, Spencer Fearon is Spencer Jangle. I'm just keeping it real. He sold me out. Spencer should have been here today, telling me, give me excuses about laptop and everything like that, bro. Nah. This only happens with us. It don't happen nowhere else, and it don't happen when we're boosting up other people's platforms. It only happens with us, but luckily for us, Tunde Ajayi will always be the last man standing. Always. Always. I don't need no army. I don't. I keep telling, man. They think I'm there waiting for anyone to come and support me. God is my support. I'm telling you, those of us who may not be religious, or those who are not religious, whatever you believe in, even if it's yourself, even if it's the universe, even if it's a cow, the grass, the vegetables, whatever you believe in, I will always stand alone if I have to. It would be good if my brothers can support me and sisters. The women never let me down. I'm not going to lie. The sisters are always there. They're always there. Yeah. But, you know, it's an old type, but now, this is a brother that you can definitely rely on. 24/7, wherever he is in the world, Bobby Wright, Major, Sergeant Major Bobby Wright, because he's Sergeant Major now, will always be there, standing, covered, old type Bobby Wright. Thank you for the $4.99. And let me just say that all proceeds that come for tonight's show, nothing will be going to Spencer Fearon, and nothing will be going to Manny. Now, I'm going to allow Manny. I'm going to love Manny, because Manny made sure everything was credible and on point just before we came on. Spencer's trying to send voice notes with pure excuses. I don't want to hear it. Because I never see no excuses when you was in Jordan, giving out food and all that. I never see no excuses. Bro, don't let me start, because you know my tongue sometimes is... It cannot be controlled. So I don't know. Old type Dutty girl in the house. Spencer will be on Twitter, everything. He'll be on everything. Snapchat, Instagram, everywhere but where he's supposed to be, which is here. The fight is right. The poster went out on Wednesday. I think Manny done the poster from Wednesday. So you got Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and you decide not to show up, and then send a text in the group to say your laptop ain't working. Lies. I know why you never come. But it don't matter. Some of you thought I wasn't going to. There's some people in here. Look at that. 444 people live right now. Spiritual. Those who know about numerology. I just looked and I saw 444 people in the chat. This thing is godly, I keep telling you. Who God bless, no man can curse. No. Jay, listen, you got to understand, this is what makes our show the show it is. Spencer will be right now. Spencer is saying, "Shut up, you boo-boo." That's what Spencer's saying right now. Right now, he'll be cussing me. He'll probably find time to jump on somewhere near the end of the show, or probably make a cameo just before the main event starts and say he got his laptop working. But don't worry, don't worry. A true friend will always let you know who they are. There will be no, none of this. I'm telling you, today Spencer is a jangle. He sold me out. Oh, that Richard Riappo in the dance hall. Listen, the man just let me down. I know why he let me down, because this week has been hot. So you thought, you know what, I don't want to really be in a mix-up. No, if you're my guy, you stand with me all the time. Don't start hiding. Don't start hiding when certain things start going on. You're hiding. What are you hiding for? What are you hiding for? Show your face. Show that you're standing with your bro. Don't try to come and know, oh, my laptop ain't working. Oh, how convenient. Get out of here, man. But these brothers are so weak. I don't know what's about with them. I don't know how anyone's expecting change. How is anyone expecting change if you're weak? How? You can't be weak. You cannot lead from the front if you're weak. Oh, my goodness gracious me. I'm not going to calm down. So, and I don't know why people's telling me to calm down. Because when you told me to calm down, I'm going to increase. Don't tell me to calm down. This is me and Spencer. Anyway, the next fight better start, because I'll keep on going on. Nah, bro. Man, let me down. Bro, it's so disappointing. No, that word. I don't even like that word. I'm angry. It's not disappointing. I'm angry. No. All right, cool. The people are telling me calm down. I'm going to calm down. Bro, come sell me out. I need to... What's the brother's name? What's Samuel L. Jackson's name in Django? The one in the yard. That's Spencer. That's Spencer tonight. Samuel L. Jackson. I'm not even going to call him Jack. I'm going to call Spencer Samuel L. Jackson. Until tomorrow. Then when he comes tomorrow, then it will be Spencer Fearon again. But today, he's the brother. He's Samuel L. Jackson. No. I'm just giving you the entertainment. Do not think that anything I'm saying is so serious to the point that me and Spencer are going to not talk. It ain't going to go like that. I don't know what. There's some people say, yeah, you see, them will always mash up. No, brother, we're not. It's just that Spencer is out today at an event, but he assured me that he will be coming back ready for the show. And, He ain't. No. The fight ain't started. The main event ain't started, Marky. But Elliot Scottney is now the unified WBO, IBF, and Ring Magazine World Super Bantamweight Champion. Just collecting belts like no one's business. And it's wonderful for me to see. Nice, bro, Ricky. You see, this is what I'm trying to say. Every time I get back onto talking, somebody says something that's going to get me angry again. Bro, it's mad. The brother just... Imagine you was on Sky TV, yeah? Imagine you was doing commentary on Sky TV. Let's just put our thinking hat on it. Or we was on The Zone, or we was on ITV, Channel 5. And the lineup was Johnny Nelson, Tony Bellew, Spencer Fearon. The show was supposed to start at 9:30. At 9:39, Spencer Fearon phones Channel 5, phones Sky Sports, and says, my laptop ain't working. Sorry, I won't be there. What do you think would happen to Spencer? I'm going to ask that. What would happen to Spencer if he were to do that, working for a same outfit, which is what this is, a professional outfit? What would happen? So, come on, I'm waiting for the answers. You lot are here, the fight ain't started yet. If Spencer was to do that, what would happen? So this is what this shows me. You don't have no respect for your own platform. You would be fired. One thing about me You can say what you want about it. Nobody can mess it. Joel Kaduwa is here on the line. There is no man on this planet Earth that can say Tunde Ajayi is ever late for any appointment. Never. I would never be late for an appointment, especially not my own platform that you claim that when it's time for payment at the end of the month, you're phoning everybody is phoning me. Where's the money? Where's the money? See? Madness. It's not right. It's not right. And I'm in my right mind to behave like this. So don't nobody tell me, allow it. Well, it's not a private conversation because this is a public platform. So what do you mean private? It's not private. It's public. It's public. I had to come on my own. That's not right. I would just say, don't do the show. It was better. I just don't do the show. Just say, you know what? Tonight, I don't feel it, which is what I said last week. I said, you know what? Let's not do the show. There's not really nothing to talk about. I gave everyone ample and Spencer's where he was, and he said, no, do the show. I said, Spencer, there's nothing to talk about. So why would I come on, you're not there, and just talk about nothing? Just make false narratives. And that's what we did. We didn't have a show last week, Sunday. So I'm like, you can't behave like this. And it's something that has to be checked. It's something that has to be checked. You can't just leave. You can't just leave, man, thinking that it's okay to do this. Because it's not. Yeah, see it there? Joel Kaduwa will back me up. I'm always early. I had clients come down from Bournemouth today, 10 a.m. They thought they was going to beat me to the gym. I was outside the gym at 9 a.m., 1 hour before the appointment. And they said, we can't do it. We can't beat you. You can't beat me in time and punctuality. And I'm hard on anyone who is in the mold, in the group, in the brotherhood, who doesn't come on time. We all know anyway. The fight is right, we'll know. You know how I am. But anyway, because of Spencer, he has become the talking topic of this watch along. Manny, I know Gary Blake is there saying, oh, thank God I've left all of this. Gary, God bless him. Oh, Gary Blake, his missus, and your girl must be a big girl by now. But old type, my guy, Gary Blake, the original. Gary just couldn't take it. He's like, bro, I can't take this. It's nonsense. The man's always late. No apology. Nothing. He's like, no. Tun, I love you, but bro, I'm a professional. And that's what it always is, you know. That's what it always is with my people. I'm going to say my people. I've always been the one that's so lenient with everyone. I've always been yeah. Man's ducking. Man said he's ducking like the Chamberlains. I'm always the one that's like, nah. Don't worry. Give him another chance. But it seems like we only behave like this amongst one another. Why are we behaving like this when it's another setup? So that shows me there's. Listen, bro, don't let me go deep today, you know, because, yeah, again, too blessed. Time is money. Exactly. Libro, facts. You can't build anything successful without conducting yourself in a professional manner. And so here is happy-go-lucky Tunde, always trying to hold up everybody, And regardless of their behavior, I always say, you know what? Let's go again. You might just pray. You might just pray that I just don't wake up one day and say, you know what? I'm done with all you lot. Because I'm here trying to support everyone. I'm here trying to hold up everyone. I'm here trying to set an example for those who come from certain demographics. And this ain't nothing to do with color. It's just a certain area, certain demographics. Those of us who have children who where they're blaming the children, but as parents you can't even conduct yourself to give your children the right example. And I'm not talking about outside of yourselves, I'm talking about in your own house. So it's not, oh yeah, but I'm doing all this, I'm talking about in your own house, in your own environment, in your own city. in your own demographic. Look at it. Look at the crime. Look at the violence. How are these kids going to grow if they don't have examples? You look like them, but you're not showing them that they can be better. And I'm going to say it again. It's okay doing it for others. Do it for yourself. Do it for the people that see you. Because some of you think that I'm on here joking. I'm not joking. I like jokes. I do like cracking a joke. But when it comes to this business, I'm very, very serious. And we have to conduct ourselves correctly. It's madness, bro. Like, it's really cheesed me off. It cheesed me off. And for the boxing fans, you know that this week's been a little exciting week. And I'm like, the time, look, nobody's here today. Manny's not here. Spencer's not here. Good old strong back Tundi again. Holding up everyone. Defending the cause. Like my name's He-Man. Madness, bro. Like, I don't know. Oh, my goodness gracious. Mia, when are we going to solve this issue, this problem? Please, time is money. Punctuality is everything. You are setting an example to many people out there. And yes, bro, again, I'm talking about my brother. So again, I don't care, bro. I'm talking about my brother. You have to be here. You have to be here. You have to. We got a show together. You have to be here. It's nonsense. It's nonsense. Oh, tight stretch. The thing is, Tun, you can't expect people to be like yourself. You are a solid man, and you speak blunt truth. Honestly, I don't even think you need to say much because people's behaviors show already. Again, this is just a fact. It's just a fact. Bro, it's me against the world. I don't business. It's me. Nobody. Listen, I'm going to say it. Nobody can scare me. I'm not scared. I'm just standing on truth. And if truth is going to affect me, then it is where it is. It's just truth. Anyway, I have ranted on boxing now. Oh no, what's that on? That was supposed to be the cold main event. And I think, what's the time now? Time now is 10:15. Okay, I guess I see what's happened. They've slung in a quick four rounder, which was probably a floater. This young man by the name of Clark fighting. I don't know his name. Let me look at the schedule. Stephen Clark versus Jensen Ivan. Okay, so Stephen Clark is a middleweight. One fight, one knockout. His opponent is Jensen Ervin, and he has 4 wins with 9 losses. He's only been stopped once, so maybe this is going to be a 4-rounder. Clark's coming on quite strong. All right, I've done the rant. We're waiting for Zofa. Zofa's going to be after this, James. Zofa's next. Old tight Rams. Who you got in the main event, Sunday? Absolutely. I'm backing Zofa just because of his boxing ability. But we cannot, I'm going to say it again, we cannot overlook Jordan Gill, who's on a, what they call it, Indian summer? I don't know why they call it Indian. Why can't it be an African summer? Or why can't it be a London summer? Bro, but anyway, is somewhat on an Indian summer right now. Stopping. Yeah, you get that right. He stopped Michael Condon quicker than Lee Wood. So, anyone who's overlooking, I'm trying to do. See, this is what happens when you're trying to do a million things at once. What was I gonna say? Anyone who's overlooking Jordan Gill is really, oh, good counter left foot by Ervin. This brother, he ain't coming to lie down, you know. Because I gotta get the event up again. I don't know these guys. Very embryonic stages of both their careers, to be honest with you. And luck, you know, I don't call anything luck, but having an opportunity to showcase their skills one fight before the main event. And this is Stephen Clark on the front foot. He obviously is the main, the one in the home corner, but he just got clapped with a counter right hook. Because Batman don't business if you're in the home corner. My man's saying I'm on TV as well. So don't think it's just you on TV. Yeah. Like, that's what I'm saying. Sometimes these little four-round fights, you know, they're exciting. They are exciting. Stephen Clark versus Jenson Irvin. And Jenson Irvin, not Michael Irvin, the basketball, but Jenson Irvin is not coming to lie down. He's moving right now like, yeah. His prize for winning is a black card from Wingstop. That's how he's moving. No, we're not even going there. No, listen, I keep telling you, this is such a silly statement that I shouldn't even put it up. I keep telling you, that's how I know you don't know me. I've always been one up. I walk alone. I stand alone. I die alone. I was born in the dark. What's that? What film is that again? I was born in the dark. I live in the dark. I think it was Batman. Yeah, it was Batman. Come on, bro, champion. Nobody ain't lonely around here. And if you don't learn to love yourself, you're never going to get it. If you don't learn to enjoy your own company, you're going to be sad for the rest of your life. Because that means that you're looking for someone else to bring you joy and happiness. It don't work like that. You'll never be happy. You have to learn. You have to love yourself to the maximum. And don't let anyone be telling you, oh, you think you love yourself too much. No, you're supposed to. Because when these people that claim they love you, when these people that claim they're standing with you, when they leave you and run away and don't turn up for the fight is right, you got to be secure in yourself that you can do this thing alone. So, bro, don't be letting no one fool you about, oh, look at Tunde, he looks so lonely and sweet. Get out of here, man. Nonsense. Bro, but yeah, I'm definitely sweet, but no one ain't lonely. Anyway, Clark, we're in the second round, Irvin, but Clark on the front foot. Yeah, I had to say that because champion was going on with nonsense. Yeah, you done know. It's definitely true. It's definitely true. Oh, yeah. You see what I'm saying? I'm there answering comments in the chat. And yeah, it was Batman. You adopted the dark. I was born in it, molded by it, covered. Yeah. Anyway, I missed the knockdown because champion, I was answering his question. Right and left hook by Steve Clark. Is it Steve Clark? Yeah, Stephen Clark. Right hand by Oi. Counter right hand. Bully boy business by Steve Clark. Now right uppercut. Counter right hand by Irvin. Left foot right hand by Clark. On the front foot. Oi, right uppercut. Left foot right hand. Beautiful combination. Right up to the body. Right up to the body. Overhand right by Irvin. Jab. Right uppercut by Clark. Yeah, Irvin is still fighting like a warrior. 1-2. Fish and chips. Fish and chips again. Fish and chips again. And for those that don't know, fish and chips is 1-2. Left, right. So Steve Clark done 3 fish and chips wrapped up onion, vinegar and salt. Pepper, fish and chips, right foot, left foot, right hand by Stephen Clark again. Sets that jump to the body. Counter left foot by Irvin. Counter left foot by Irvin. Right and left foot, right hand by Stephen Clark. Right foot, left foot, right hand by Stephen Clark. Overhand right by Stephen Clark. Right foot by Irvin. Right onto the body by Irvin. By Clark, sorry. Fish and chips by Stephen Clark. Fish and chips again by Stephen Clark. Right foot, left foot, right on counter by Irvin. Right up by Steve Clark. Jump to the body by Steve Clark. Jump to the body by Steve Clark. Fish and chips by Steve Clark. Right hand by Irvin. Fish and chips by Steve Clark again. Yeah. Fish and chips by Steve Clark. Right hand left hook by Stephen Clark. Right hand by Stephen Clark. Pushes him. Right hand by Stephen Clark. End of the round. Woo! Bro, sometimes these four rounders, they can be more exciting than the main event. The co-main event, pure fish and chips with salt, pepper, and onion vinegar. Stephen Clark was administering on Jenson Irvin, as if I'm sure. Yeah, Jenson Irvin. Jensen Irvin was not lying down. He was getting his left foot, right hook counters in there. This is an exciting fight, worthy of TV. Look at that right uppercut by it was the right uppercut to the nose bridge. Look at this jab, right uppercut, right on the you know that one there where it just hits you right in the middle. All right, is this the fourth and last round? Wait. Third round. Why we still got two more of this? Whoa, this fight might end, but Irvin is coming strong. As far as I know, he has only been stopped once. Yeah, in 13 fights. Anyway, here we go. Jab by Irvin. Jab, right hand by Steve Irvin. Stephen Clark, yeah. Left foot, right hand by Stephen. Jab by Stephen Clark again. Jab to the body by Stephen Clark. Jab to the body. Oi, right hand, left foot, right hand by Irvin. Counter right. Oi, fish and chips by Stephen Clark. Faint. Jab by Steve. Left foot, right hand by Stephen Clark. Moving. Irvin moving forward now. Jab to the body. Good jab to the body by Stephen Clark. Here we go. Both of them looking. 1-2. Fish and chips by Stephen Clark. Jab for jab. Jab again by Irvin. 1-2. Right up by Irvin. Irvin ain't playing no games though. Right and left foot by Stephen Clark. The left foot missed though. Stephen Clark. Faint. Jab for jab. Jab again by Stephen Clark. Front foot business. 1-2 by Stephen Clark. Cut a right hand by Irvin. Misses. Dip. Faint. Jab by Irvin. Jab by Stephen Clark. Oi. Left foot, right hand. Stephen Clark on the back foot. Right and left foot. Right and left foot. Pushes in with his elbow. Stephen Clark. Left foot to the body. Left foot. Right to the body. Left foot to the head by Stephen Clark. 1-2 by Stephen Clark. Moves to the side. Yeah. Little sugar ape. Jab by Irvin. Pushes in with the elbow. Jab by Stephen Clark. Dip. Left foot, right hand by Stephen Clark. On the front foot, right hand. Left foot counter misses by Irvin. Left foot to the body by Stephen Clark. Right out to the body by Stephen Clark. He's on the front. He's on the attack now. He's getting excited. Left foot. Well, left foot going to right out by Irvin. Oi, jab for jab. 1-2. Fish and chips. Jab. Misses. Irvin is on. Wait. Irvin's on smoke, you know. Like, elbow. 1-2. Sorry, jab, one right hand by Stephen Clark, left foot to the body by Stephen Clark, right up by Stephen Clark, right on left foot, right up to the body by Irvin, right up left foot by Stephen Clark, left foot misses by Irvin, jab for jab, faint, jab, right arm, elbow again, the referee's going to warn him, right? That's like three elbows, left foot to the body by Stephen Clark, right on left foot to the head by Stephen Clark, and a counter left foot by Irvin, faint, jab, 1-2 by Stephen Clark, jab by Stephen Clark, the fish and chips is paying dividends by Stephen Clark, jab by Irvin, Jesus, fish and chips, that right hand landed, kind of wobble him up for a little piece there, yeah, here we go, Stephen Clark senses, but Irvin is not to be denied. Jab for jab. Faint. Left foot, right hand misses by Irvin. Irvin comes on the front foot now. Dipping, slipping. Right uppercut, left foot. Overhand right by Irvin. Yeah. 1-2. Fish and chips again by Stephen Clark. Here we go. Jab by Stephen Clark. Faint. Yeah, he's thinking about his attack because Irvin is not messing about. Jab by right uppercut. 1-2 by Stephen Clark. Right up, left foot by car, right hand by Irvin. Right to the body. Right hand by Stephen Clark. What a round. Yeah. Even Jensen Irvin is clapping himself back to the corner. What a round. This is a four-round bonanza. Brilliant fight. And we know it's the lower levels. We know that. That's evident, but you still cannot get away from the TV excitement. That's what it's about. It's about putting bums in seats and letting the fans be entertained with a good scrap. It's not always we want to see the technical thing. More time we want to see knockouts and we want to see blow for blow. But this is a good fight. I'm not going to lie. And another indication why records are for DJs. You're looking at a man's record, 9 losses and only 4 wins, no knockouts. You're thinking, yeah, another easy night at the office. Yeah, all right, cool. We get to the venue. You find out it's not that. Anyway, last round. Let's go. Jab by Irvin. Faint. Jab for jab by both men. Let's go. Dipping, slipping. Both of them thinking about their work. Jab to the body by Irvin. Here we go. Movement. They're not engaging. The tiredness starts setting. Jab. But let's not talk too soon. Fish and chips by Stephen Clark. But Irvin steps out of the way, steps to the right. Irvin steps to the right. Jump to the body by Stephen Clark. Here we go. Dip, dip by Stephen Clark. Right uppercut, left foot by Stephen Clark. Turns him with the left hand. I like that control. Jab, left foot, jab by Stephen Clark. Irvin ain't throwing nothing, mate. You got to throw. Jab by Irvin. Jump to the body by Stephen Clark. Here we go. Here we go. Faint, faint. Good jab by Stephen Clark, by Irvin. Sorry. All right, elbow busy. What is elbow thing? I don't know what's going on. Jab, jab, right hand by Stephen Clark. The referee, I don't know. He needs to do something about that because that's against the rules. Jab by Stephen Clark. Fish and chips by Stephen Clark. Straight 1-2. Jab again by Stephen Clark. Irvin, you need to throw, mate. If you don't throw, you're definitely losing this round. You need a knockout, to be honest with you. Jab, jab. Overhand right by Irvin. Landed, but had no effect on Stephen Clark. Whoop for it like it was a baby hitting his father. And you know there's no effect. Here we go. 1-2 by Stephen Clark. There's no action. Jab to the body. Jab to the head by Stephen Clark. Where's the action, boys? Where is the action? You started off fast. 1-2 by Stephen Clark. Moves him to the side with his forehand. Left foot by Stephen Clark. Yeah, they're tired. Jab by Stephen Clark. Footwork going on right now. It's just footwork business. Jab for jab. Ooh, good jab by Irvin. Push Stephen Clark's head right back. But that's a good fish and chips by Stephen Clark. Here we go. For those who don't know what fish and chips means, just a simple 1-2 in boxing terms. 1-2 again by Stephen Clark. The 1-2's been his honey. Boy, left foot to the body by Stephen Clark. Irvin on the front foot now. Jab by Stephen Clark. Left foot by Irvin. Yeah! He's moving his hands like a little old Nazantine. All right, cool. Let's go. Irvin is short. Oh, yeah. 1-2, but caught a right and flush on the whiskers by Stephen Clark. Jab, left foot by Stephen Clark. 1-2 by Stephen Clark. Overhand right by Irvin. Gets pushed to the ropes. Moves to the side. Yeah, these men are engaging. They're tired. Jab, right uppercut, left foot by Stephen Clark. Movement. Oh, yeah. Right hand by Irvin. Good counter right hand by Irvin. Here we go now. Front foot. Oh, left foot to the body by Irvin. Sorry there. Jab. No, you're tired. You know when man just punched themselves out for the first three rounds? Nothing left. And this way, this way, left foot right hand by Stephen Clark. Jab to the body by Stephen Clark. Is he going in for the kill? No. He stepped back off. Jab to the head. 1-2, left foot by Stephen Clark. Pushes him with both hands. Irvin back on the ropes. Oi, 1-2 by both men. Left foot by Irvin. Irvin ain't no journeyman. Irvin, left foot right hand by Stephen Clark. What a fight. A Stephen Eddie clapping. That was a good contest. That was definitely whatever those young men are getting paid tonight. Definitely they deserve it. They definitely deserve it. What a contest. Congratulations to both combatants, Mr. Stephen Clark and Jensen Irvin, who before tonight, most people in the boxing world would not have known, but definitely after tonight's performance, it will definitely be getting a call by some of the promoters up and down the country, the TM40 lot, the Johnny Clark lot, the Mo Pryor lot. Yeah, come on, it ain't only the big boys, ain't only the big boys that can get the call or that you can get the call from. You're going to get the call from some of the small hall promoters now because you showed yourself worthy to be a good opponent. Rack a couple of wins, you may be on the other side, but well done to Jensen Irvin. You put up a great fight, and congratulations to Stephen Clark. You now take your record to 2-0, I believe. Yeah, 2-0 with one stoppage, but you definitely weren't stopping Natty Dreadlocks. Natty Dreadlocks was coming hard. Yeah, my mic went off there. Natty Dreadlocks was coming hard tonight, so well done, Natty. Great, great performance. Great fight for the fans. Brilliant four-rounder. And I have to say that definitely warms up nicely for the main event. One that I cannot wait for. Yeah, trust me. His stock has definitely risen. Have to. Mike Harris, I know it's early days, Tunde, but what do you think of Ben Whittaker? Ben Whittaker can fight. Trust me. Don't get fooled by all that showboating business. That's just the levels. Bruh. Pat is looking like the abdominal snowman from Ghostbusters. Those of us who remember Ghostbusters. Not the new thing. The old thing, Ghostbusters. The snowman. Remember the snowman in Ghostbusters? Pat is moving like that with a body armor thing. Because you know Zophar can clap to the body. Zelfa has actually got great body shots. Zelfa has actually got a quick left hook. And Jordan Gill is going to have to mine out for that left hook. But having said that, Jordan Gill has got good artillery as well. This is a fight I'm very, very looking forward to. I know Pat would have put a lot of effort and emphasis into this fight, as he always does with his the Mustang lot, the Manchester Brothers. And I'm backing them today. I hope I'm not wrong. But then again, Jordan Gill, I mean, I spoke on Sky about Jordan Gill. What a story. These are two genuine, genuine nice guys. Sadly, there has to be a loser. Well, not really. There could be a draw. That's a possibility. I doubt it, though. I think... Yeah, bro, remember, Marshmallow Man. Marshmallow Man was serious. Yeah, maybe Spencer's eating now. Ramadan's done. Filling up his body. He can't come on the thing. But I told you, we don't know. We're 700 deep. Live. We've been going for an hour. Strong. And it's not going to die down. Anyway, got a great 6 weeks coming up. Boxing some epic fights on the horizon. Can't wait. That's true. Next week, go straight to Las Vegas. And again, I do not care if I have to do it alone. We will be covering Devin Haney versus Ryan Garcia next week. I think is it in the T-Mobile? It's in Las Vegas, right? I may be wrong there, you know. Because I remember there was something. It's in New York, isn't it? I'm sure someone on here, correct me, where next week's fight is. I think it's in New York. I remember there's that issue. It couldn't be in Vegas, I think, because Canelo's fighting. So I think it was moved to New York. Yeah, it's in New York. Thank you, iBoxing Hub. Regardless of where it is, this is a fight I'm really, really looking forward to. Obviously, they're 3-3 as amateurs. So we can't overlook Ryan Garcia, regardless of the way he's been behaving, which does seem slightly erratic. Oh, Karma says it's at the Barclays. So that's big. You know, Barclays is always a serious venue. Some big shows there. And so, regardless of Ryan's erratic behavior these past few weeks, let's not forget, he has 3 wins over Devin as an amateur. Devin also has 3 wins over him as an amateur. So, obviously, Devin has proven to be the better professional, beating an all-time great in Vasily Lomachenko. I was privileged to be ringside, myself and AY. Thank you, my good friend Bill. That was a great night. And going over to Australia twice to brock up Gambosis and putting on a clinic against Prograis. And I don't want to hear people say Prograis was rubbish, because Devin made him look rubbish. Prograis is a good fighter. They were saying like Prograis was the number one. And he made Prograis look like an idiot. Sorry for the language. He made Prograis look substandard. Like he wasn't even, like he just started boxing last week. So bro, you got to big up Devin. Devin's the man. And I'm so happy to have watched him grow from such a young man. So, but it's going to be a great fight next week. I think it'll be competitive probably for the first couple of rounds, 4 rounds. After 4 rounds, I just see if Ryan doesn't have any success before 4 rounds, it's just going to be a clinic. Because Devin has got better and better and better and better. Still young, still only 25 years old, young, and on his way to, as his father says, the Mount Rushmore of boxing greats. So get ready for next week. The Fight Is Right. We'll be doing a watch-along. I will be doing a watch-along. I'm sure we will get Bill on straight after the fight in the dressing room. Celebrating what I hope will be his victory, which I know will be his victory. But yeah, now Sam, the ring walks ain't yet, but they're coming up though. Looking forward to this fight, man. Looking forward to this fight. We've got some good fights. I think Kambosis is coming up. Tyson Fury versus Usyk's coming up. Inouye's coming up. Bam's coming up. Jesus. Chantel Cameron. Is it Cameron? It's a massive... There's some brilliant fights coming up. Obviously, we have the undisputed light heavyweight title between Artur Beterbiev and Dmitry Bivol. Who do you think is going to win that? I'm saying Beterbiev straight stoppage. I think he's going to stop Bivol around 8 to 10. Yeah, Catterall Taylor 2 coming up. Good fight. Lee S is going with Bivol. I mean, I think on the eye you I can see why you say Bivol, but I just believe it's going to be the mental fortitude of Beterbiev, which is inevitably going to just get to Bivol. And don't get twisted. If you go and watch the Canelo fight again, Canelo was having success later on in that fight. You can't do that. You better not make sure you're staying up on the ropes against Beterbiev. And not only that, I think now we are going to see the true arsenal of Artur Beterbiev, because people, yes, 100% KO record, but he's got great footwork. And I know better than anyone, because even though and him was a shootout, a fight of the year, you know, Ant showed, in my opinion, better boxing skills, but I know Beterbiev has tremendous ring IQ along with fantastic mental fortitude. So a chin like granite, yep. It's almost though if you put him down, you know, it gets him angry. We keep on saying, is age going to catch up? But obviously not, because he had more testosterone in him when he fought Callum Smith than me, you, and everyone on the fight is right. So I don't think age is going to be a factor. It's a quick turnaround, actually, for Beterbiev. Oh, sorry, I'm there yabbling off and my audio was off. Sorry, I don't know what you heard. I don't know when I turned it off. But anyway, sorry, the mic's back on now, yeah? The mic must be on. Yeah, man was chatting to himself. Bro, that means you weren't supposed to hear what I was saying. I was labouring on. I was actually talking. I think I'm going to turn this thing around. Yeah. I'm going to turn around. That way I won't touch that. I will. My fingers always like that. Nah, let me turn it back that way. Sorry about that, everyone. Yeah, but I know we're good. But yeah, I was talking. Oi, look at the chinchilla. Man's coming out with a chinchilla. The grey and blue chinchilla. The Man City colours. The grey, the blue, the Man City colour gloves. It's his night. And it's kind of disrespectful that they put Gil versus Zelfa, but I get it. Gil's the champion, but this is Manny. This is Zelfa's hometown. It's something he's always dreamed of, topping the old men arena. I believe now it's called the utility arena or utility arena, one of them. But I know it as a men arena. Ricky Hatton days, when I used to roll up and watch Ricky Hatton bust up everyone at men arena and bust up Costa Zoo. I remember watching Mike Tyson v. Julius Francis, Men Arena. AY is boxing on today. AY, this guy is on his own world. Yeah, it's on now. They walk into the ring. Zelfa and Jordan Gill. Sorry, people, you see? I'm multitasking here. Yeah, Frampton Quigg. Okay, two blessers, he was there. It's all, yeah, okay, is that what it's called now? AO Arena, okay. Tell A-Way to join us. Nah, A-Way ain't joining us. A-Way will be like, Tun, or he would never call me to it, say, Unks. Bro, I can't be there, you're shouting, right or left hook. He's like, bro, I want to enjoy the boxing, man. I can't be listening to you shout right or left hook every minute. That would be Ant. But yeah, AY is there, man. We're training very, 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 very diligently and hard as always. I think it's silly when people say, yeah, I'm training hard. Bro, you're supposed to. That's why you only see us posting, man, dancing and singing. But anyway, the electric now. Can't wait for this fight. I cannot wait for this fight. It may be a little bit of a chess match because Zelfa likes to have a look first and then more of a counterpuncher. But I think Jordan may try and force him into a firefight. Zelfa can definitely bang. I don't know if he looks, you know, sometimes that's why I don't read comments. You know, I saw a couple comments that he looked thin at the weigh-in. But listen, I've seen it with my own eyes. Guys look thin at the weigh-in. Come fight night, they're different animals. You know, they have a lot of time to rehydrate, put nutrients back in their body. Put nutrients back in their body and it doesn't really affect them. So I haven't really seen any fatigue issues from Zelfa in the past. He's quite a lean kid for the... Not kid, I don't like that word. He's quite a lean man for... A lean young man for the weight anyway. Got a fantastic jab. Very fast. It's a family affair. Pat Barrett. Zelfa Barrett. But I do like the outfit. No date. Well, all to be announced, my man. All to be announced. But we're training. I think we just say that. This is, yeah, man got his Jamaican flag tattooed. All right, cool. Say nothing. Family affair, big team there. Barry Lee Wood in the corner, Ben Davison, all smiles in the corners. Jordan Gill's father holding up his EBU belt. I think that's the European belt. And obviously the main man himself, Jordan Gill, in the opposite corner. I think that's Marcus Morrison. The other trainer from up north. I'm sorry, I do not mean to be disrespectful. I'm a legendary trainer from Manchester with Pat Barrett, always in the corner of Pat. How can I forget his name, bro? We was talking to him. His son, I believe, is the Commonwealth champion at lightweight or something, or flyweight or one of those weights. But sorry, the name will come back to me. But, you know, I think you have an experienced corner in Pat. And, I'm going to get the name out. Someone help me out. Not Billy Graham. It's not Billy Graham there. Who else is it? What's the guy's name? That's really doing me now. That's doing my head in. Nah, it's not Billy Graham. Billy Graham's a Manchester legend, but I'm saying who the guy in the corner now with Pat. Obviously, you've got the fighter. Who's that? That must be the Manchester man, them. Would have been good if we could have got more in Man Arena. Doesn't look that packed. But, you know, listen, it's a building block. The headline in this arena is a great thing. Jordan Gill, 28-2-1 with 9 KOs. So not really known as a puncher. From Chatters, Cambridgeshire, I think that said. Calling himself the truth. The truth. Baza Smith, Barry Smith, bruv, that corner's jam. How much man is in the corner? There's only four men allowed in the corner. They got the squad up there. Yeah, I'm looking forward to this. Is it going to be as action-packed as the previous two fights? I don't know. Come on now, help me out with the other. Nah, it's not Kerry Kays, man. I know Kerry Kays. I remember when I was going up to Kerry Kays and having a chat with him. Them time he had his factory and he was working with Hatton's, the CMP, the old CMP factory. I think he sold that company, but that was massive. Never ever used any of the products, but just wanted to go up there. He's a very nice man, Kerry. Very nice man. But so you got Mark to the one right behind, the trainer right behind. No, it's not Thomas. You man are guessing. It's not Thomas Madonna. Thomas Madonna, no Thomas. These are fighters. The other trainer with Pat. Big up Ram saying Zelfa's mum's in spirit. Yes, I'm sure she is. Zelfa's lost his mum. He's lost his brother. You know, it's very amazing. Like, most fighters have all got a story to share. And, you know, again, these young men put it all on the line and for our entertainment. And we should never forget that. It is a very, very serious sport, and we only hope that these young men are paid for their blood, sweat, and tears properly. Anyway, ding, ding, let's go. Make sure this thing is working. Fainting, fainting. Zelfa, faint, faint. Zelfa's good at that, but I can see this brother's looking for the left hook already, Jordan Gill. Double jab by Zelfa. Zelfa, I told you, this brother's going to try and make Zelfa fight. Zelfa likes to have a look, move around, and then counter man with the left hook. Faint, faint, faint. Right onto the body. We know that's a Ben Davison. What's the word? Something that all of the fighters like to throw. The straight jab or the straight right onto the body. But yeah, you know, you can't left hook that. You can't left hook that at world class. But let's go. Let's go. Movement, movement. Jab, jab by Jordan Gill. Putting mental pressure. You can see the mental pressure being asserted by Jordan Gill. Hands up high, just walking, falling short with a jab. Right onto the body again by Jordan Gill. Just touching. You know he's looking for his left hook. But a jab to the body by Gill. Double jab by Zelfa Barrett. Brilliant jab Zelfa's got. But you can see what's... I can feel it. I can feel this brother Jordan Gill. Jab, jab to the head by Jordan Gill. Yeah, but this is the energy. You can feel it already. Jab misses. Right and boy, reverse 1-2 by Jordan Gill. Jab by Zelfa. Right onto the body by Jordan Gill. You're making this man get confident, Zelfa. Don't let him get confident. Jab. Overhand right by Jordan Gill. Yeah, but Zelfa still doing what he normally does, which is just keep moving. Jab by Jordan by Zelfa Barrett. Movement, movement. Zelfa does a lot of things. Double jab right into the body by Zelfa. Jab right uppercut by Zelfa. Quick right uppercut by Zelfa. Zelfa has definitely got the edge in hand speed, but Jordan does look solid. I'm not going to lie. Jab, jab, jab right and left hook. Right up to the body, left hook to the body by Jordan Gill. Movement by Zelfa though in all that combination by Jordan Gill. Jab by Jordan Gill. Jab by Zelfa. Double jab by, it was a double jab by Zelfa, but oi, overhand right by Zelfa to the back of the head, the earlobe, jab by Jordan Gill, moving forward on the front foot, little dip, shaking on the shoulders by Jordan Gill, jab right onto the body by Jordan Gill. You can see the overhand right's coming by Jordan Gill, but jab, overhand right misses by Jordan Gill, as I said, jab by Zelfa again. Movement, KG first round, jab by Zelfa, 29 seconds, jab by Jordan Gill. Left hook fall short by Zelfa. Jab by Jordan Gill. Movement. Dip by Jordan Gill with the knees. Movement by Zelfa. Just moving, moving. Oh, hey, lead left hook by Zelfa. And a counter left hook. Double jab right hand by Zelfa. Caught on the gloves by Jordan Gill. Good right uppercut by Zelfa Barrett. I like that. Left hook to the body misses by Zelfa Barrett. Jab, right hand, left hook, right hand. Left uppercut, right hand by Jordan Gill. Yeah, jab, right hook, left hook, left uppercut by Jordan Gill. Jesus Christ. The thing lit warm. Yeah. That was a good round. That was a good round. I'm going to edge it slightly to Zelfa because of the movement. Jordan kind of missed with that last flurry, but I'm gonna edge that to Zelfa. So where's my pen? My pen's there. I'm gonna get my paper. Oh, Tat David, Butler, great commentary. Others talk shit during theirs, but you're telling us exactly what's happening. Great stuff. Just subscribe. Hope your channel grows. My money is both fighters to be knocked down. That's a great assessment, David. But all right, so let's go. Zofa, Jordan. So I'm going to say 1-0 to Zofa, being on home turf. But it's definitely interesting, and it's definitely livening up. You can feel the electric. But because Zofa will do this all night long. Jordan's really got to just go for it, to be honest with you. On the front foot again. Jordan's shoulders are very high. Good jab by Zofa Barrett. Quick, like a lion, like a dart. But Jordan still jab by Zofa Barrett. Faint by Zofa. Zofa stepping to his left. Dip by Jordan Gill. Jab by Zofa. Jab to the body by Jordan Gill. Faint. Jab by Zofa. Good double jab. I love Zofa's double jab. Jab by Zofa. Jordan on the front foot. Right onto the body by. I like this. What Jordan's doing, he's doing a reverse 1-2, but he's doing the right first. Lee left foot misses by miles by Jordan Gill. Zofa just slided out of the way, right into the body. What he's doing, the reverse 1-2, but he's doing the right to the body and then the left straight to the head. Dip by Jordan Gill. But Zofa needs to be aware of that. Left foot, right uppercut, counter by Zofa. Yeah, let's go. Jab, right uppercut, left foot to the body by Zofa Barrett. I like that, but Jordan Gill's hands were in the right position. Jab by Jordan Gill. Zofa, still on the movement. You know Zofa just looking for that counter because he's very quick with the counter. Movement. Jordan Gill just... He's just running after him. Zofa just boxing. Reverse. Jordan Gill is sneaky with this reverse 1-2, you know. The way he's doing the jab, it's kind of like it's a power shot. Jab by Zofa Barrett. Faint. Jab by Zofa Barrett. Dip by Jordan. Double jab by Jordan Gill. Misses, though. Faint by both men. Fainting. Jab by Jordan by Zofa Barrett again. Beautiful jab. Reverse 1-2 by Jordan Gill. I know, I can see the game plan already. Reverse 1-2, one to the body, one to the head. But anyway, dip. Zofa moving like Cinderella. Left, right, left. Reverse 1-2 again. Right and left hook to the head by Jordan Gill. Zofa just takes out another. Oh, right, oh, left hook to the body by Jordan Gill. By Zofa Barrett. Beautiful. Jab by Jordan Gill. Jab to the body by Jordan Gill. Now that he's gone with the other way now. With a jab to the body first. Instead of the right hand. But Zofa's got it covered. Double jab. Zofa is just boxing like Cinderella. All he needs to do is keep boxing. Good right uppercut by Zofa Barrett. Jab by Jordan Gill. Jab by Jordan. Right hand. Reverse 1-2 by Jordan Gill. Again, first one to the body. Next one to the head. Movement. Faint by Jordan Gill. Jab. Reverse 1-2 again by Jordan Gill. You can see that's the game. Oh, right uppercut. Left hook to the body. Right hook by Jordan Gill. Jab right hook by Jordan Gill again. Jordan Gill's punches are heavy, you know. Right hook to the body. Right hook to the body by Jordan Gill. Zofa, don't stay on that rope. Jab. Right. Left uppercut by Zofa Barrett. Jab. Good right hook by Zofa Barrett. Brilliant. Jab by Jordan Gill. Again, left uppercut misses by Zofa Barrett. Movement. Lead right hand by Zofa Barrett. Left foot by Zofa Barrett. Quick left foot by Zofa Barrett. Jab by Jordan Gill. Faint. Right hand. Good 1-2 by Jordan Gill. Jab by Zofa Barrett. Right hand by Zofa Barrett. End of the round. Yeah. Jesus. Yeah, this fight is exciting. It's exciting. I like iBoxing. Hub says, I'm liking this fight, bro. I'm liking this fight. It's excitement. There's going to be drama in it. You can see. Man said they saw Spencer in the crowd. Well, never. Oh, tight CMs. This is our fight commentary should be. No waffling, straight talking, and informative. Can you do a watch along West Ham tomorrow? Oh, tight CM. Come on, you know we don't play. It's boxing. It's boxing being commentated by people in boxing. Tundi, get on Talksport, show them how it's done. Bro, these man, I don't know. Somebody's missed the trick. I don't know how they missed the trick because they ain't called me. I don't know. I ain't begging. We got our own thing. Anyway, straight jab by Jordan Gill. Out for round three. That's 2-0. That's 2-0 by Zofa, as far as I'm concerned. Anyway, movement. Jordan Gill is after going to maintain this pressure and start letting his hands go. He's going to have to get Zofa to stop moving right hand to the body and the reverse jab to the head. which is the combination they'll be working on. Double jab is quite obvious. Even Stevie Wonder can see that. Well, I can see it anyway. Jab by Jordan Gill, coming from the low position. Jab by Zelfa again. Movement, feint by Zelfa, feint by Zelfa, but a jab. Feint by Zelfa, feint by Jordan Gill. Yeah, Zelfa just moving. Jab by Jordan Gill. Jordan Gill is not stopping him from moving. Reverse 1-2. First one to the body, next one to the head. 1-2 by Jordan Gill. How long are they going to stick with this game plan? Because it's not working thus far. Good jab by Zelfa Barrett. Jab again by Zelfa. Left foot right back up by Zelfa Barrett. Misses. Fully short jab by Jordan Gill. But Zelfa is reading it. Jab by Zelfa. Yep. Jab straight right into the body by Jordan Gill. Jab by Zelfa. Oi, good jab right up by Zelfa. Power jab by Jordan Gill. That's the I don't want to say whose jab it is, but I know that jab from somewhere. Here we go. Fainting right into the body, misses by Jordan Gill. Zelfa, good jab. Good jab. Right up, left up to the body. Right up by Zelfa. What a shot by Zelfa Barrett. Jab by Zelfa Barrett. That right up come from nowhere. Right up to the head again by Zelfa Barrett. This is looking like easy work so far. But right hand to the body by Jordan Gill. Strong right hand. Look at this. Right up, left up to the body by Zelfa Barrett. And don't be surprised if Jordan Gill don't get dropped by a body shot. Or right up to the chin. Because Zelfa Barrett is on smoke. Reverse 1-2 again by Jordan Gill. And this is the constant by Jordan Gill this evening. Straight right into the body. Misses. Zelfa just skips out to the way. Skip to the loo, my darling. Jab by Zelfa Barrett. Here we go. Skip to the loo, my darling. That was a good power jab by Jordan Gill. Here we go. Movement. Here we go. Jab right on left hook to the body by Zelfa Barrett. Brilliant right on left hook to the body by Zelfa Barrett. Movement, fade. Double jab right up to the head. Left hook to the body by Zelfa Barrett. Jab by Zelfa Barrett. Yeah. Double jab right up hook. By Jordan Gill. Feint jab by Jordan. Right into the body by Jordan. You can see what they're doing. Hoping to slow him down. Power jab by Jordan Gill. Jab right up by Zelfa Barrett. Left into the body by Zelfa Barrett. And a counter jab. Left up right up by Zelfa Barrett. Movement. Jab. Right. Reverse 1-2 again by Jordan Gill. Jordan turns southpaw. Oi! Good uppercut by Jordan Gill. But Zelfa took it. Zelfa's got good whiskers. That was a good shot, though, by Zelfa Barrett. That kind of steadied Zelfa. Jab. Oh, power. Jordan Gill switches southpaw. Cap him with the right hand. There you go. Beautiful. Try to turn southpaw. Cap him straight with the right hand. Any man that does that, they're orthodox fighters, and they try to turn southpaw. Just punch them straight with the right hand. I'm giving away the tactics, but we're all here sharing on the fight is right. Come on, all day, every day. Jordan got a good shot, but look at this. Right up to the chin. What a shot by Zelfa Barrett. Right up to the chin. They didn't even show the left foot to the body. Show the left foot to the body. Because he done a left foot to the body after that. Look at this jab. God, that's a power jab by Jordan Gill. Followed by the right up to the body by Jordan Gill. But watch this. Jab by Jordan Gill, pushes Zelfa's head back, and then, yeah, the right to the body from the southpaw stance. Brilliant boxing. This is a good work. You giving that third round? I definitely have to give the third round again. As far as I'm concerned, it's 3-0. It's 3-0. Jordan Gill's got to come with something. Jordan Gill has got to come with something. And he's definitely trained for this fight, because that was a serious right hook on the chin. By Zelfa. Here we go. Movement again. Straight right hand to the body by Jordan Gill. Again, their game plan. Double jab by Zelfa Barrett. Movement. Jab by Zelfa. Jab by Zelfa. Keep moving. Keep stepping. That's what you need to do, Zelfa. Jab by Zelfa. Movement by Zelfa. Moving. Jab. Jab again by Zelfa Barrett. Yeah. Keep doing that, sir. Jab. Feint jab by Jordan Gill. Jab. Right hand by Jordan Gill. Oh, feint. Power jab. Right hand to the body by Jordan Gill. You can see he's going for it. He's doing a body. He's definitely strong at this way, Jordan Gill. But that's a jab by Zelfa. Jab, right uppercut, left hook to the body by Zelfa Barrett. Brilliant. But Jordan takes it impeccably well. Double jab by Jordan Gill. Right into the body by Jordan Gill. Left uppercut by Jordan Gill. Left hook by Jordan Gill. Zelfa moves out of the way. Ah. Power jab by Zelfa and by Jordan Gill again on the front foot. Zelfa jabs. Zelfa jabs. Zelfa jabs again. Yeah. Double jabbing on man's. Cleat. I nearly swore there. Jab right hand by Zelfa Barrett. Counter jab right into the body. Counter left foot by Zelfa Barrett. Yeah, this is good boxing right now. Lovely. Jab by Jordan Gill. Zelfa still moving. Jab by Jordan Gill. Full short. Zelfa moving left, right. Good hand speed. You can see Zelfa comes with uppercuts from the outside. Here we go. Faint jab. Oh, he did it. Yeah, 1-2. There you go. He's turned southpaw again. Capping with a right hand, Zelfa. Right, left hand to the body from the southpaw position. But yeah, double jab right hand by Zelfa Barrett. Faint jab by Jordan Gill from the southpaw. Reaches with the left hand because he's not a southpaw. Capping with a right hook, Zelfa. There you go. Right hand by Zelfa Barrett. Jordan Gill still on the southpaw and he's asking for trouble. I'm telling you, jab by Zelfa Barrett, because Zelfa Barrett is a right up, right sided man. He's a right sided fighter. Comes with an uppercut, right up to the body and right up to the head. So it's dangerous for Jordan Gill to be in. Look at that. Right as I said it. Right up, left uppercut. Right uppercut, left foot. Yeah, you step back from that one. Yeah, yeah. On the front foot now. Left foot to the body again. About to turn southpaw. You don't do that. You're not a southpaw, Jordan. Jab by Jordan. Oh, look at that. Left uppercut. Left foot to the body. Right to the body. Left to the body. Right to the body. Left to the head by Jordan Gill. Jab. Right up. Left foot to the body by Zelfa. Yeah. Jab. Good. On the front foot. Jab by Jordan Gill. This is a great fight. Oh, faint. Beautiful. Jab by Zelfa Barrett. Front foot business. Jab again by Jordan Gill. Movement. Zelfa looks cool, calm, collected. Jab right into the body. Left foot, right hand, right into the body. Left foot by Gill. Right into the body, right uppercut by Gill. Left hand to the body by Gill. Left hand, right up by Gill. Right, left foot to the right hand to the body by Zelfa Barrett. Left foot to the body. Right onto the head by Jordan. Right by Zelfa. Right uppercut, right up by Zelfa. 1-2 by Jordan Gill. Yeah! Beautiful. This is brilliant from both guys. I'm not going to lie. This is brilliant boxing from both guys. Old time Brian Anglin, the best commentator ever, Tundi. If I come over from Australia, I'd like to track you down and see you in action in the gym. Oh, thank you very much, Brian. Bro, this is exciting. Look at this. Jab, right uppercut, left hook to the body by Zelfa. Yeah, you took a step. I told you don't go southpaw, but you're not listening. You know, look at that. Left hook to the body by Zelfa Barrett again. But I know Jordan got in a few good punches. Are they going to show that on a replay? Let's go again. Look at this. Left uppercut. Brilliant. Right hook to the body. Left hook to the body by Zelfa Barrett. Listen, man, look at these combinations. Highlight, right uppercut, cheetah, left uppercut, right onto the body, left onto the body. God almighty. And this is only the fifth round. Jesus, jab by Zelfa Barrett. Out for the fifth round, 2 minutes 52 left. Jab by Zelfa Barrett. I don't know how many of them shots Jordan Gill can take. I'm not going to lie. Because he's taking some shots, some hard shots. But obviously, we know he's a man of resilience going through what he's been through. But jab by Zelfa Barrett again. Moving swiftly like Cinderella. Double jab by Jordan Gill. I need a hot drink. I'm going to have to boil a kettle after this and get some chamomile tea. Double jab. Right onto the body. Left hook to the body by Zelfa Barrett. Good boxing. He needs to keep his mental fortitude, because one thing I can say is Jordan Gill is enforcing mental work on Zelfa. It's a matter of how long Zelfa can stay composed like this for. If he keeps this up, it's a done deal. But listen, 12 rounds is a long time. Look at that. Slip, left uppercut by Zelfa, just misses. Power jab, left foot by Jordan Gill. Jordan on the front foot again. Zelfa moving to his left. Power jab misses by Jordan Gill. All right, Zelfa looks comfortable now. I'm seeing the head movement. Right uppercut by Zelfa. Jab by Zelfa. I'm seeing the confidence starting to come. Double jab, but a power jab by Jordan Gill. Just offset Zelfa there for a second. Jab by Zelfa. Jab up, full shoot by Jordan Gill. Jab again. Both men jabbing in the air. Not really hitting the target. But that's a jab by Zelfa Barrett. Hands up high. Dip by Jordan Gill. All right, Jordan Gill, he don't know what to do. He's ending up now. He's doing a little cheap Mayweather. First of all, he was Manny Pacquiao on the south. Now he's busting a Mayweather. Doing everything to destabilize the thought pattern of Zelfa Barrett. Overhand right misses by Jordan Gill. Good left foot to the head. Lead left foot by Zelfa Barrett. Right uppercut by Zelfa Barrett. Zelfa's actually clapping his hands right now. Look at this. Right into the body by Jordan Gill. Power jab by Jordan Gill. Dip by Jordan Gill. Front foot. Zelfa still moving like Cinderella. Cannot be touched. Here we go. Feint. Right on, over the top by Jordan Gill. Jab by Jordan Gill. Movement by Zofa. Jab by Zofa. Lead left foot by Jordan Gill. Jab by Jordan Gill. Right and left foot by Jordan Gill. Jab by Jordan by Zofa Barra. Here we go. Jab by Zofa Barra. 41 seconds left in this round. Here we go. Feint. Feint. Feint by Mopin. Jab by Jordan Gill. Feint. 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 Jab by Zofa. Jab by Zofa. Good jab by Zofa Barra. Feint. Right up by Jordan Gill. Dip, dip by Jordan Gill. All right. Good right uppercut by Zofa Barra. Brilliant. That's slow down proceedings. All right. Pull the counter. 1-2 by Jordan Gill. Jab by Zofa. Right up to the body by Zofa Barra. Jab by Zofa Barra. Again, movement. All right. Counter overhand right. But good overhand right by Zofa. Slip left foot by Zofa. Yeah. Brilliant boxing. Jab by Zofa Barra. Feint. Feint. Jab, jab. Jab by Jordan Gill. Jab by Zofa. Zofa looks to his left. Double jab right and counter left foot by Zofa Barra. Oi, jab. Now your eyes getting bust. Hey, I need to get a drink. Jesus Christ. Let me boil up the kettle. Weird. This fight is serious. Wait. Come on. Wait, serious. This fight is too good. This fight is too good. We're seeing an abrasion below the, what's that? Below the left eye. An abrasion has appeared below the left eye of Jordan Gill. And why wouldn't it? After that super jab by Zofa Barra. Look at that jab. But good jab by Jordan Gill. That offset. That's the one I said really. Offset Zofa there for a minute. And Zofa was like, ah, right, cool, you got me there. But I'm going to give you another jab. And then Jordan gave him another jab. Yeah. Oh, come on. I want a kettle to boil. I'm going to have to wait now because the round has started. Here we go again. Let's go. Round six. Getting more exciting as we go. Zofa still maintaining the footwork. Can he keep this up for 12 rounds or is he going to catch Jordan? Could his eyes bust now? Jordan Gill's eyes bust. So, which is going to make the right hooks even more harder to see coming from Zofa. Good jab by Zofa. Double jab by Zofa. Jab again by Zofa Barra. This is good boxing. Jab by Jordan Gill. Power jab by Jordan Gill. Jordan Gill. Double jab right into the body by Jordan Gill. Very experienced Jordan Gill. Let's not forget. Jab, jab, jab by Jeff Zofa Barra. Right hand by Zofa. That's it. Clap the right hand. You have to clap the eye again now, Zofa. Oi, good counter left foot by Zofa Barra. And I can see a knockout coming. Jab, jab by Zofa Barra. Zofa Barra is moving good today. Right and full shoot. Overhand right, left foot by Jordan Gill. But does he have enough power? Jab, jab, right into the body by Jordan Gill. Jab by Zofa Barra. This is good movement. Zofa doing the old tricks where he touches his nose to take the attention off of the other fighter. But that's a good jab by Jordan Gill. Jordan, good jab by Zofa Barra. Movement, movement. This is a brilliant fight. No matter how it goes, both men should commend. Good jab by Zofa Barra. He's doing the Ali jab on him. Lead right and misses by Jordan Gill. He is shooting at bubbles. Good. I done a reverse 1-2 that almost landed. Jab right into the body by Zofa Barra. Zofa touching both eyes. Tries to pull counter but gets jabbed. Here we go. Dip, dip, dip. Jab, jab by Jordan. Jab, jab by Jordan. Again, jab by Zofa. Reverse 1-2 by Jordan Gill. Right into the body by Jordan Gill. Zofa still moving though. As long as he keeps moving, the shots, oh, hey, good movement. As long as he keeps moving, the shots won't have no effect. There will always be just brushing. When he stops, that's when danger could present itself. But thus far, good jab by Zofa Barra. Jab again by Zofa Barra. Jab again by Zofa Barra. Movement. Moving to the left. Jab. Right hand. Full shoot by Jordan Gill. Left foot right up by Jordan Gill. Left foot right hand. Good right uppercut. Right hand over the top by Zofa Barra. Yeah. Let's go. You felt that. Jab by Zofa Barra. Good jab. The jab again. The left hook to the body by Zofa Barra. This is great boxing thus far. Movement, movement. Jab by Zofa. Again, jab by Zofa. Zofa's like, you're not coming to Manchester and beating me in front of my own fans. No way, Jose. Jab, jab. Full shoot by Jordan Gill. Jordan Gill walking him down now with a busted eye. Still paying no attention to the fact that his eye is almost closed. Lean left foot by Jordan Gill. Zofa waves his head. But be careful. Overhand right. Nah, Jordan say, Zofa saying, nah, that ain't touching me. Parody jab, right uppercut on the inside by Zofa Barra. Jab, right hand, left foot to the body by left foot counter by Jordan Gill. Jab, jab by Zofa. Jab, left foot to the body by Zofa Barra. Yeah, jab, overhand right by Zofa. Left foot by Zofa Barra. Zofa Barra. Oh, yeah. 1-2 misses by Zofa Barra.
Yeah! Man's putting on a show today. I like this. You know what? I've even stopped. I've stopped throwing around. I stopped screwing around for round three.
I'm so engrossed and intertwined in this fight. I stopped screwing around. What round is this now? All right, well, I know I gave the first three to him. It's round seven. So that means from round six, I'm giving round six to Zelfa. So that means I've missed four, five. I've missed two rounds. So someone has to tell me when those the fourth and the fifth. From what I see, Zelfa's putting on a clinic here. He definitely won that round. He definitely won that round as well. I'm on round six, yeah. Yeah, it's, oh, you're on round six. What, am I behind or something? Round six is starting now. Right, here we go. Here we go. This is round seven. Yeah, so this is round seven. Like, yeah, you're behind, mate. So here we go, round seven. Let's go. Movement. Jab by Zelfa. Jab by Zelfa Barrett again. Yeah. Keep that movement, sunshine. Keep that movement and you're going to win. Oi. But Jordan is still trying to close the gap. You know this guy has an indomitable will that will not give up. He will fight to the last. We know this. We've seen this in Jordan Gill in the past. Jab by Jordan Gill. Jab by just simple boxing by Zelfa. It's easy work. Don't need no breakdowns, just box. Jab by Jordan Gill. Jab by Jordan Gill again. Zelfa still moving like Cinderella, right into the body. But Zelfa just takes it like no one's business. Double jab by Zelfa Barrett. Jab by Jordan Gill. But it's the foot movement of Zelfa that's bedazzling him. Right and reverse 1-2 by Jordan Gill. But Zelfa moves. As long as Zelfa keeps this up, jab by Zelfa Barrett. You can't lose. Jab again by Zelfa Barrett. Good boxing. Faint. Jab by Jordan, faint by Jordan. Jab, oi, look at that. The right hand misses by a mile, by a country mile. Right into the body by Jordan Gill. It's the footwork of Zelfa Barrett that is just, look at that. Jab by Zelfa Barrett. Faint. Jab for jab by both men. Good. Jab again, faint. Lot of feints there. Jab. But faint. The fainting game is, again, Zelfa's game. Look at that faint by Zelfa Barrett. Jab by Zelfa, right hand by Zelfa, jab by Jordan Gill, jab, overhand right, but counter left, that's where you got to mind, because Zelfa is good at that counter left hook to the body by Zelfa Barrett, brilliant, jab by Zelfa Barrett, that Zelfa has a natural counter left hook, so when Jordan throws the overhand right, he best mind, left hook misses by Zelfa Barrett, Jordan just slipped out of the way there, but he got a jab in the process, jab, power jab by Jordan Gill, right hand to the body, double jab right hand to the body by Jordan Gill. Faint. Jab by Zelfa Barrett. Lead left foot by Zelfa Barrett. Didn't move his head. Oh, damn. Let's go. Jab. Jordan Gill didn't move. Oi, right into the body by Jordan Gill. Dip by Jordan Gill. You can tell Jordan's experience. Jab. Right into the body by Jordan Gill. That right into the body doesn't really seem to be working, mate. It ain't working. They need to change it up because Zelfa is skipping to the loo. Look at that jab. He's doing the Ali jab on him again. Jab again. He's doing the Ali jab. Look at the movement. Yeah. Man's doing the Ali jab with the Jamaican gloves. The man sitting in Jamaican gloves. Jab to the body by Jordan Gill. Jab by Zelfa Barrett. Look at this. The man's doing the... He's doing the Ali. He's doing the Ali on them. Left foot by Jordan Gill. Jab by... I'm giving... You know what? But Jordan has landed, but Zelfa didn't really land on that. Although I'm bigging up Zelfa, the punches, not many of them was landing, if I'm being brutally honest. Come on. But it's King Reds. You know it's a shutout. I'm still giving that round to Zelfa. I'm giving that round to Zelfa. Because there's just not enough activity. There's not enough sustained attack by Jordan Gill. I don't know what they're telling him in the corner. Because he's just getting his head jabbed off. His eyes bust. The reverse 1-2. The right hand to the body followed by the left hand. It ain't working. Because why? Because Zelfa is moving to his left. He's moving to his left. So that reverse 1-2, that on is only going to work if Zelfa stands still. And then he could get let off his left hooks and right hooks. But it ain't working, mate. You need to... Listen, The patty and dumpling Jamaican flag is working right now. Round 8, right into the body again. He's not going to stop doing it, because this is the thing. A lot of people can't stay consistent to one game plan. And fair play to Jordan. He's sticking to the game plan. If it works, it works. But thus far, the good reverse jab there by Jordan Gill. That's strong. Here we go again. Zelfa moving. Jab, jab, jab by Zelfa Barrett. Again, rubbing his nose to distract his opponent. Yeah, faint by Zelfa. By Jordan, sorry. Right into the body by Jordan. Jab by Zelfa. Reverse 1-2 again by Jordan Gill. It's the same thing. Reverse 1-2, but it's a left hook this time. Right into the body by Jordan Gill. That was good. That was good. Dip by Jordan Gill. Jab by Zelfa. Jab, jab by Jordan Gill. Left uppercut misses by Jordan Gill. Jab, 1-2, but right, left by Jordan Gill. Jab, right into the body by Zelfa. You know that left foot's coming. There you go, but he just missed. I predicted it before. Jab by Zelfa, jab by Zelfa. Yeah, fade, fade. Well, here we go. Jab by Zelfa. Good left foot by Jordan Gill. Zelfa slipped the right hand, but we're moving. Zelfa, it's the movement that is just offsetting Jordan. Double jab, right and reverse jab to the head of Zelfa Barrett. Jab, jab by Zelfa. Jab by Zelfa. Right uppercut. Left hook to the body by Zelfa Barrett. Brilliant boxing. That's his honey punch. Right up to the chin by Zelfa. Just missed. Jordan slipped that very well. Jab by Jordan Gill. Overhand right by Jordan Gill. Caught on the gloves by Zelfa Barrett. Jab, jab by Zelfa Barrett. Here we go. Jab right into the body. Left hook misses by Jordan Gill. Jab by Zelfa Barrett. Jab by Zelfa. 1-2. Or jab, jab by Jordan Gill. Jab by Zelfa. Left uppercut by Zelfa. Jab, jab, jab. I'm right out left uppercut by Zelfa. Yeah, here we go now. This is exciting, bro. Here we go. Movement, movement. Jordan Gill on the movement. That's hand feints. Hand feints, foot feints. Here we go. But Zelfa still dancing like Cinderella. Moving left, right, left. Jab by Jordan by Zelfa Barrett. This is beautiful boxing. Beautiful boxing. You ain't hitting nothing. Hit him on his bum. He, referee, you can't hit man on their bum. Right on left foot by Jordan Gill. Right onto the money by Jordan Gill. Right onto the money by Jordan Gill. Left onto the money by Zelfa. Zelfa shakes his head and said, what's that? That ain't doing nothing to me. Jab by Jordan. Oi, right onto the body. Strong right onto the body by Jordan Gill. Jab by Zelfa. Jab by Zelfa. Dip by Jordan Gill. Jab by Jordan Gill. Movement, movement. Jab by Zelfa. Jab, jab. By Zelfa, jab, jab again by Zelfa, movement again, touching his nose, dipping, slipping, jab by Zelfa, jab by Jordan Gill, overhand right misses by Jordan Gill, jab, 1-2 by Jordan Gill, but it was reverse, it was a right then a left by Jordan Gill, both of them miss, slip, good jab, left onto the body by Zelfa Barrett, jab, dip, missed the left foot by Jordan Gill, wee, wow, wee, right and left of a cut, left foot right into the body, don't get in a train, but Zelfa is so confident. He is so confident. He's like, bro, I'll stand there and rock it with you if I have to. I don't know what Tony Bellew is saying, but if he is not saying that this is a whitewash, something is wrong. Because this is a whitewash, a black wash, a red wash, and a yellow wash. Every kind of wash is going on right now. The bully boy thing ain't going to work. The reverse 1-2 ain't working. Oh my god, even the flowers behind Tundi. No, Gil has lost the fight. Bro, he's getting his head boxed off. What? Tony said Gil was ahead. What, Tony? Ah, bro, come on, man. Come on, come on. Come on now. Well, that, if he said that, that means me and 1,000 people who are watching live on The Fight Is Right are not watching the same vibe. If he said that, we are not watching the same fight as Tony Bellew. Jab, jab by Zelfa. Again, feint, 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 feint by both men. Into the ninth round. Jab, jab by Jordan Gill. Overhand right by Jordan Gill. Caught on the gloves. Jab by Jordan Gill. Jab. Don't try to kill the energy. Tony, try to kill the energy. Jab to the body by Jordan Gill. Jab by Zelfa. 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 What are you talking about? Batman's ahead. Come on, man. This is a... Oh, hey. Counter left foot by Zelfa. Man. Jab. Right. Left foot counter by Jordan Gill. I saw that. That was a good left foot counter by Jordan Gill. But... Looks like Zelfa took it well. Right into the body by Jordan Gill. Jordan's looking strong, but Zelfa's still moving. Jab by Zelfa. Movement, movement. Jab by Zelfa again. Jab, right and left. Oh, yeah. Good, strong, reverse, 1-2, but the jab landed right into the body by Jordan. Jordan is looking strong. I'm not going to lie. Jab by Jordan Gill, jab by Zelfa. All Zelfa needs to do is keep moving. Jab, jab, right into the body by Zelfa Barrett. And Zelfa, I can feel a left foot coming by Zelfa. I can feel it. Jab by Zelfa. Less movement, less movement. Come again. Movement, movement, movement. Jab, jab, full shorts by Jordan Gill. Right into the body by Jordan Gill. Left foot, right, left foot count. Oh, hey, beautiful boxing. Right uppercut by Zelfa Barrett. He done the left foot right into the body, rolled, and he done the left uppercut. Jab, jab, right hand by Zelfa. Power jab by Jordan Gill again. But this is, how can anyone say that Jordan Gill's ahead? This is brilliant boxing. Jab, jab by Zelfa. Left uppercut by Zelfa. Misses. Jordan Gill moving. Moving by Jordan Gill. Right hand. Reverse 1-2 again by Jordan. Good power jab by Jordan Gill. Up the middle. Jab by Zelfa. Zelfa still on his toes. Jab to the body by Jordan Gill. Jab to the body again by Jordan Gill. Zelfa. Jab by Zelfa Barrett. Jab by Zelfa Barrett. Catches the jab this time. He didn't get through with the jab this time. He caught the jab by Zelfa. Zelfa still moving. Jab by Zelfa. Jab by Zelfa. Good jab by Zelfa. Faint, faint, faint by both men. Jab, jab. Left uppercut misses by Jordan Gill. Faint, jab. Oh, good power jab by Jordan Gill. Jab by Zelfa Barrett. Movement, movement. Dip by Jordan Gill. Dap. Good feint by Zelfa. Jab. Right hand by Zelfa. Counter left hook by Zelfa. But a 1-2 by Jordan Gill. Jab. Left hook by Jordan Gill. Yeah. Come on, Zelfa. Jab for jab by both men. Let's go. Let's go. Movement. Jab by Zelfa Barrett. Jab by Zelfa. Jab by Zelfa Barrett. Yeah. Jab. Jab by Jordan Gill. I'm saying the full name, but I should just say Gill and Barrett. Good body shots. Oh, but my man said it was low. But jab to the body by Gill. Jab to the head by Gill. Let's go. Jab, movement, movement. Right and misses by Barrett. Jab, right hook, left hook by Jordan Gill. Ugh, what a round. I don't know who to give that round to. I don't know who to give that round to. Anyone who's saying Jordan Gill is winning, they can't score fights. They ain't scoring fights. Joe Palmer says he's got it even. Bellew said it was 4-3 to Gill. Come on now. Come on. Come on. It ain't, bro. It ain't. It ain't. Oh, that Dr. Muscle. Rocket says it's even. You know, sometimes, I don't know. But from what I'm seeing, I'm finding it hard to give Jordan a clear round. Like what I'm saying, it's totally dominant. I cannot see one round where Jordan Gill has won a dominant round. Big up Tundi, watch-alongs are always on fire. Thank you, Air Force, for the 199. Gill ain't won a round yet. This is what I'm saying, Reds. This is what I'm saying. Round 10. Let's go. Jab to the body by Gill. Jab to the head by Zelfa. Let's go. Right into the body by Gill. Let's go. Movement. Jab, jab, jab. Two jabs by Jordan, one jab by Zelfa, but Zelfa's landed. Jab, jab again by Zelfa. Here we go. Jab again by Zelfa. Faint, 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 faint. Left foot, right hook. Counter left hook by Jordan, by Zelfa. Right hook, left hook to the body by Zelfa. Yeah. Jab by Zelfa. Look at these combinations. Come on. Jab, jab. Right hook to the body. Left hook to the head by Jordan Gill. Jab, right into the body by Jordan Gill. That's a good jab by Jordan Gill. Jab by Zelfa. Come on, let's go. Front foot, jab, jab, right into the body by Zelfa Barrett. Let's go, jab, jab, left foot to the body by Zelfa Barrett. There you go. I did tell you that he is going to be dropped with a body shot. Go and rewatch my broadcast. I told you the left foot to the body was going to do him. And here we go, right on left foot, right on left foot to the body. Left uppercut by Jordan Gill. Left foot to the body by Zelfa. Jab, jab by Zelfa. Right on, count left foot by Jordan. Money get caught with the left foot now. Jump him again to the left foot to the body. Do the head and body, Zelfa. He needs to do the head and then the body, Zelfa. Go again, movement. But just take your time, take your time. It's going to come, jab, right up. There you go, jab, right up to the body. Left foot to the body by Zelfa. Jab, jab by Zelfa. Good, catch them, both of them shots. Right uppercut. left foot to the body by Zofa again. Right uppercut, left foot to the head, left foot to the body. That's the combination. Right onto the body by Zofa. Good that Zofa still got his bearings about him. Left foot to the body by Zofa Barrett. Right on, left foot to the body by Jordan Gill. Jab, jab. Right onto the body. Left foot to the body by Jordan Gill. Left foot to the body by Zofa. Left uppercut by Jordan. Rover hand right by Zofa. By Jordan, sorry. Jab, left foot to the body by Zofa. Yeah, let's go. Left foot to the body misses by Jordan Gill. Jab, left foot to the body by Zofa. A good left uppercut by Jordan Gill. Right uppercut, left foot to the body by Zofa Barrett. Jab to the stomach by Zofa and by Jordan Gill. Good jab to the stomach by Jordan Gill. Keep on boxing. Don't worry. You got the round. You got the knockdown. Left foot by Jordan Gill. Right up by Jordan Gill. This man, left foot to the body. Right up over the head by Zofa. Left uppercut, right hand, right onto the body. Left foot to the body by Zofa Barrett. Jab, right up, left foot. Good. I don't know what Tony Bellew is, my guy, but bro, that happened because you said he was ahead. That's two knockdowns. Finish him off now. Left hook to the body again. Give him the lever hand. Oh, you missed it, Zofa. Left, right on left hook. Overhand right. Right on overhand right. There you go. Yay! What a performance! I am so happy for the Barretts. I'm so happy for Pat Barrett. I'm so happy for Zofa Barrett. And commiserations to a gallant, well-fought Jordan Gill. And you know what? I respect Jordan Gill more than ever. That was a hell of a performance from Zofa Barrett. He stuck to the game plan. Movement all the way through. Jordan Gill was too flat-footed, ran out of ideas. The game plan didn't work. It didn't work. And I don't know why a man's smiling with him. Why is man smiling? Bruv, your boy just got knocked out. I wouldn't even be smiling with man. What's the matter with these coaches? If they're smiling with a guy that just knocked out your guy. Nonsense. What kind of nonsense is that? I feel it for Jordan, though, because Jordan is my guy. I feel it for him. I did say, it's a shame that one of these guys have to lose because they are so... These are genuine, genuine nice guys. But Zofa Barrett would not be denied tonight on his home turf, fighting with the spirit of his mother, his brother, the Manchester man them. And I told you at the beginning of the fight, this was experience against youth. The experience of Pat Barrett and his co-trainer, whose son is the Commonwealth champion. No one still ain't told me the name. But the white guy in the corner with Pat, the short one. How can I forget his name? Oh, man, I'm so... don't know how I forgot the guy's name. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. But that was a brilliant... Did he say Matt Bolton? I think that might be his name, you know. Matt Bolton? I don't know. Let me check. He's got his own gym in Manny as well. Matt Bolton. No, I don't think this is Matt Bolton. Hold on. Has someone come with a name? Jordan. Anyway, who cares? Zofa, my prediction was right. I told man it's going to be the left hook to the body. I told man from the get-go. I told man the left hook to the body. The trainer on the right-hand side next to Marcus Morrison. Legendary trainer from Manchester. I forgot his name. Please tell me. You lot must know his name. Come on. Bro, these men can't tell me about boxing. I told man, look at that shot. Look to the body. I told man from the beginning, stop turning southpaw and even though he was in the orthodox stance at the time of the shot, the left foot to the body was paying dividends all night long from the beginning. Bro, listen, man. All I'm saying is just because you're a great boxer, it doesn't necessarily mean that you can read fights correctly. Even though everyone is entitled to a bad night at the office in terms of their predictions. But for me, that wasn't even close. Look, this is my sheet, yeah? And on my sheet, I don't know if you lot can see it. And the rounds where I did manage to, that was, it's just 1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1 and 0-0-0 for Jordan. I didn't give him one round. Somebody needs to play. If you believe that fight was even, someone needs to show me one round where they can give to Jordan Gill. I told you. Game plans only work depending on who's in front of you. So you can have the best game plan. You can watch tapes all day long. It's who's in front of you. Because guess what? You got your game plan. The opponent's got their game plan as well. So it's who's in front of you. And at the end of the day, Zelfa had a very, very experienced corner with him. A corner that's been with him from the beginning of his career. And again, I believe that's the difference. That's the difference. When you're with your team from the beginning, through the wins, the losses, the draws, you develop experience and a bond with each other. You know where you went wrong, so you don't intend on making that mistake again. Because everybody wants to win. But I feel it for... I'm not going to lie. I feel it for Jordan. I feel it for Jordan because I like Jordan. He's such a nice guy, and he's had a rough time, but he has shown in his last fight that, you know, he's shown to a lot of people going through hard times, depression and what have you, that if you believe, if you carry on, you can, you know, change the story. But the night belongs to Zelfa Barrett. Few cuts, few bumps, few bruises, but it was well deserved. And I'd rather a fight end with a body shot than a brutal knockout, you know, because at least it's, you know, listen, it's your body. We know that body shots hurt more than headshots at times because they're debilitating for seconds. You know, they are debilitating, but what a great evening for the Manchester guys, you know. The spirit of Manchester was with Zelfa and Pat tonight. And, you know, sometimes all the talk before the... Not sometimes, all the time. The talk, the trash talk, everything is just to build the fight. But, you know, at the end of the day, everybody's fighting for themselves, for their families. Nobody wants to see anyone get really hurt. And these young men are a credit to the sport. And I will be listening to what they have to say after the show, because we know YouTube will take the money back for copyright issues if I try to play it now. Alexander Rojas Sanchez, Zelfa Barrett won. Brilliant performance. He was doing Ali jabs. Sugar Ray movement. It was good. Feints. It's just his night, man. We've had a good night. 1,000 people was with us. And not one of them was Spencer Fearon. And bro, Reds, bro, we have to talk to Spencer, you know, on a real. We definitely got to talk to him. Tell me about there was no Wi-Fi. Bro, what in what country do you live where there's no Wi-Fi? Are we in Abuja in Nigeria? There's no Wi-Fi. The lights go out after dark, bro. Anyway, Spencer, bro. Yeah, we need to find him or something. We need to find him. Well, I told you, any proceeds going to the show tonight, this episode, I will be talking to our comms lady in Dubai, who deals with all of this stuff. And telling her to deduct today's show, all proceeds will be going in my bank account tonight for this show. Yeah, man chat about no Wi-Fi. What country is he in? In Lekki or something. In flipping Accra. Some bush in Accra. Ghana. But no Wi-Fi. Come on, pull the other one, mate. Yeah, man said he's been bunning his lip and drinking a red stripe. That's what Spencer's been doing. Yeah. Bro, what a fight. Listen, I've really enjoyed being with you lot tonight. I'm not even going to lie. I've worked so bloody. I've had such a long week, hard week working. But whenever it's boxing, the energy just rises. And it's always capped off by a great fight. And I feel tonight, from Ellie Scottney to Stephen Clark, and what's his name? Lanson Jenkins. Let me see. I think that was his name. Lanson something. Anyway, Stephen Clark and Jensen. To this fight, those three fights were bangers. Great fights. And you know what? Manchester, you've got a new hero in Zelpha Barrett. Definitely. Spenny Rankin, bro. But Spenny, listen, you know the veins in the side of your head? That's how angry I was with Spencer today. I hope he watches back the show. He won't watch back the show, but he'll come on tomorrow chatting nonsense. Sure. Don't know what he's doing. I even want to know where he was. Where was he? That he couldn't. Why say you're gonna be here at 9:30? All now, 11:38, close to midnight. You haven't even had the decency to come on. Sure. No. I can't even put that. God, sorry, mate. Bro, I'm gonna brush him. Cordina against Zelpha. If that fight happens. That's a good fight, you know. I'm not going to lie. That's a good fight. But, you know, Joe Cordina, I'm not going to lie. Joe Cordina's on smoke. He's got quick hands, but he hasn't been looking that impressive. His last fight, he didn't look that impressed. But I know Joe's way better than his last performance. You know, the kid has got tremendous skill. Joe Cordina. But isn't Joe fighting Kakachi? And that's not a given. That's going to be a good fight as well. If that fight were to happen. I don't know. That's a good fight. Cordina versus Zelpha. But as I say, Joe, I've always... Joe's someone I've been rating from a distance. But when I went down to Tony's gym, Tony Sims to some of you, Tony, when I went down to Tony's gym a little while back and I watched Joe sparring, I said, hey. I said, whoa. I said, yeah, is that what you got on with, yeah? Yeah, the Welsh wizard. He can fight, mate. He can fight. He can definitely fight. Well, I'm going to have to leave over 1,000 people here tonight because there really is nothing. There's a lot to talk about, but I'm not obliged to talk about it. I'm here to talk strictly boxing. It has been great seeing you all this evening. And I told you from the start, if there's anyone or if no one don't want to stand with me, I will stand alone. I will do the show alone. Continuously. Because I don't ever stop anything that I start. I'm not doing it. And so we started this platform years back, I think in lockdown, and we're going strong. Please God, Spencer will be back tomorrow. I've cussed him out the most I can cuss him out. I'm going to cuss him again when I speak to him in the morning. He's probably going to phone me back later on some mad hours of the night, and I'm not going to pick up the phone because I need my beauty sleep. And then Sunday, He's going to try phone me at 10 a.m. And I tell him, what the hell are you phoning me on Sunday at 10 a.m.? Minimum 1 p.m. Nobody phone me before 1 p.m. on Sunday, please. It's the Lord's day of rest. It's my day of rest. I don't want to be taking no morning calls because I ain't got three kids running up and down come bother me at this time of the morning. That's Spencer, but he loves doing it. So, Spencer, when you go home and watch this replay tonight, do not phone me at 10 a.m. tomorrow or 9 a.m. as you like to do. The minimum time to phone me is 1 p.m. And then we will rock it out on the phone. And then on Sunday evening, 8 p.m., we go again. But you've got your cussing for today. And it is what it is. Ladies and gentlemen, it has been fantastical. It's been such a great show. One full of dramas. No, not yet. One full of dramas, ups and downs, lefts and rights. Fish and chips, salt, pepper, and onion, vinegar. The show's been big tonight. Cindy, what's your secret to good health and fitness? Could you do a show on it, please? You know what? Someone asked me that the other day, you know, but I'll be honest with you. There really is no secret, Joe. There really is no secret. But if there was, if I did have to say the secret, it's something I've told everyone. Yes, I always say, you know, keep your heart clean and pure and, you know, none of us are perfect. Some of us can upset others. But generally, I believe that people age when they put too much things on their plate. They worry about business that's not theirs, not doesn't concern them. They're looking at a next person thinking that because they got it, that means you should have it. And the truth is, you don't know where anyone gets anything from unless it's you. You see man driving big car, you're thinking, oh, look, they're doing well. You don't know the fraud what they're doing in the back of the shop to get that money. You don't know what they're doing. So you can't be looking at people worrying about what they're doing. Just, yeah, genetics definitely has a part to play, but it's more than genetics. As I say, the less you have on your mind, the less you worry about things that you can't control, it's all good. They're worrying about what a next man is doing. No. We're not worried about that. I don't care if you're unhappy or whatever. It's all nonsense. You just got to know that you've done the right thing. You continue to try to be a better person every day. And that's it. You reap what you sow. All these old things that we've heard from parents or, you know, older people, wiser people, you know, it's true. They're factual. They're factual. They're not just said for nothing. You know, you reap what you sow. That's my one. You put in the work. You get the reward. Enough man out here crying and ain't doing no work. What are you crying for? Why are you there saying you should get that and I should go, but I'm getting that? No. Don't work like that. So just focus on yourself. Eat properly. Your diet is definitely, but I've always said for years, it's like people told me about the mucus thing and the ice cream and that. I'm like, bro, you can say what you want. I'm eating ice cream till I drop down dead. And listen to what I'm saying. Ice cream is going to stay on my list forever. I love ice cream. So, you know, listen. But, you know, everything in moderation. Melanin and minimal stress. There you go. Minimal stress. Don't stress. Yeah. But I did stress with Spencer not showing up tonight. I did. But I calmed myself down. I tried to calm myself down. Yeah. And I'm always laughing. I don't take nothing too serious. I'll be at Reds. These men out here taking things serious, crying and all that. Bro, forget about all that. Just be happy. Be happy for everybody. Try your best not to upset anyone. But, you know, in life, we are going to upset somebody at some point. But I think it's just the manner in which you upset somebody. My avocado, I've had to leave it out because it was hard. You know, these brothers are selling man tough avocados now. bro, it's pure mad food getting sold in the markets now. In Tesco's or Waitrose. I bought some avocados, I bring it home, and I'm there knocking the avocado like it's a brick. I'm like, bro, what's going on? I'm like, nah. I've got to leave this out. I can't even put it in the fridge. I've got to leave it out and let the sun and everything just... oh, bro. It's a madness. Well done again to Zelpha Barrett. Taking man's belt home. Yeah. And look at the bop back to the change room. The step, man stepping high. He is the walk back to the change room, like bigging up everyone. Yeah, chest high. Come on, beautiful performance. And let's hope that he gets the opportunity to top the men arena again. No, bro, the prices have gone ridiculous. Why do you think I bring my coffee machine to the gym? Everything's just up. It's just up for no reason as well. There's no reason. I realize that they're increasing, you know, basic living materials like food, water, but you ain't rising up people's wages at work. Yeah, people doing jobs, you're still trying to pay them last year or 2 years ago money. So cream, vegetables, meats, fish go up in price, but my wages can't go up. Nah. Stop that. And I don't know why these people are trying to bait me to start talking about certain things. You just get it, but you're just wasting your typing. He's typing for nothing. No. It's right, listen. You know what? We can actually have a show on this topic specifically. If we wanted to, you know, the cost of living is gone out of control. You know, I've never seen so much food banks, things that were unheard of when I was growing up. And I'm like, if it's got to the point where in the UK, people have to be, you know, begging for food, what has happened? You're driving on the road, it's coming like you're in Nigeria. Pure potholes in the road, mashing up people's cars. Sorry. Pure potholes in the road, damaging people's vehicles, which is another cost. You go to the mechanic, not my mechanic, big up Bob Shiva Motors. Big up my people, them. Bob, Uncle Bob. Yeah. You go to the mechanics. You take your car in there for one thing. They start fiddling around with your car. You come back to the mechanic. They tell you something else is wrong. You're like, how that happened? More money. Some of these mechanics be even just punching a tire. They put a little pin in the tire. And so when you drive down the road a couple of miles, you got a flat tire. You're able to bring it back. More money. It's like everybody's just robbing everyone. Bro, everything's gone up. Bro, eggs. This brother, Ed. What's his brother? The brother. You know the Ed, the Ghanaian brother. His name Ed? I think his name's Ed. How can I forget his name? Yeah, it's Ed. I'm sure it's Ed. Let me look. Get his name. I know you don't know his name. The Ghanaian brother, man. Yeah, Eddie. Eddie Abu. Because of you, sir, I know you've got 3.6 million followers on Insta. Your YouTube channel is flourishing. I am subscribed. But can I just say, because of you, Ed, the prices of eggs have gone up ridiculously. Because of you. You, Ed. Because of you, 6 eggs are close now to £3. £3 for 6 eggs. Are you having a laugh? So hold on. So if 6 eggs cost £3, so now I don't even know how much gyro is nowadays. I don't even know how much a gyro is, how much people get unemployment benefit for them. But if you're paying £3 for 6 eggs, like what going on? Baked beans. The cost of baked beans is nonsense. What is going on? Would be a, yeah, you know that, innit? It would be a Ghanaian that makes the price of, that increase the price of eggs, because my Ghana brothers, they love egg. My Baba Joel Kadua, one of the young fighters, Ghana. I'm literally an honorary Ghanaian anyway. Eggs is just staple. It's staple, but eggs is everything. Yeah, we know that, bro, but we're not talking about that. We ain't talking about none of that today. Daniel Woods. Oh, my goodness gracious me. All right, listen, everyone, you're going to start making me talk about things I don't want to talk about, because I just believe silence is the best in this situation. But it has been a great show. Fantastic. Well done to all the fighters on tonight's card. Let me name them personally, because I think I would be remiss if I was not to give every fighter on tonight's card a mention. Well, let's start with young Brandon Scott. A good stern test tonight against Rodrigo Matias Arco. Well done, William Corella, fighting Fabio Cascoin. Well done, Jimmy Sainz. Bust up a man's face. Blood everywhere. The Polish brother was very strong, though. Well done to Mateusz Kalecki. He was tough. He was tough. But Jimmy is a young man on the rise. Very strong. Technically sound. Expect him good things from young Jimmy. So well done, Jimmy, for that. Jack Turner, again, winning. I think that's 6 fights, 6 KOs, and all 6 in the first round. Are we seeing another, I don't know, Golovkin? I don't know. I don't know, but it's going to be an interesting journey, you know? Let me see the record of the guy knocked out tonight. Oh, he's been stopped twice now. The one before that. So where are they finding these men from? Tanzania. Okay, that makes sense. Mexico. He stopped the Mexican in one round as well. That's good. Young Jack Turner. Bright future ahead of him thus far. 6 fights. 6 wins. 6 KOs. And all 6 in the first round. So well done, Jack Turner. Well done, Abdul Kessi. And Goma for even being in a ring with a young assassin like Jack Turner. Well done, Michael Gomez Jr. Stopping one of the good guys of the sport, Kane Baker. And I felt it for Kane tonight. I really do like Kane. Always so very supportive and a great ambassador. And then people look at his record, but he really gives it his all when he gets in that ring. You know, 19 wins, 11 stoppages. So you look at the 11 losses, you look at his record and you think, but one thing about Kane, he's a true, true ambassador and a true professional. I know he was preparing in America for this fight, so he took it very, very seriously. So unfortunate night for Kane. Hold your head up, young man. Whatever you choose to do from this point forward, just keep doing what you're doing. You're inspiration to many. But well done. I have to say well done to Michael Gomez Jr. It was like watching his brother, Michael Gomez, all them years ago at Men Arena. I remember one bill. Gomez was on the bill. Hatton was on the bill. Who else? But the Manchester boys was full on the bill. But when I saw you tonight, first time I watched Michael, but I've actually had a little conversation with him. I don't know whether it was Twitter or Instagram before. We was talking and I was wishing him all the best. I think his manager's Kevin McGree. So well done, Kevin. Again, you're racking up them wins. I know Kevin's a hard worker and he's racking up them wins. So well done, Michael Gomez Jr. It was like watching your young brother, your older brother, that hands up style and just relentless body punching uppercuts. Yeah, impressive performance tonight by Michael Gomez Jr. Then moving on, Jordan Flynn had a, you know, it was a good little tussle. They found another Tanzanian, but all these Tanzanian man that they're bringing over. I don't know where they find these. Well, I know where they find them from. They find it from Tanzania. But bro, who's ever bringing them over is making a piece. They're making a piece. Oh, tight fight pan TV. But yeah, big up Jordan Flynn and another Tanzanian on the bill tonight, Tempela Maharusi. Yeah, old tight Rihanna Dixon becoming. I think Rihanna Dixon tonight. Rihanna Dixon, I want to get my facts right because I know she's trained by Anthony Corolla also. Rihanna Dixon tonight became the WBO World Lightweight Champion. Carjabal was cut over the right eye and down once in the third round, and Dixon was cut on the hairline. But well done to the young lady, a world champion. World champion. So Otak Rihanna Dixon and well done Karen Elizabeth Kabajal. Ellie, Otak Ellie, South London in the building, became tonight the WBO, the IBF and the Ring Magazine Super Bantamweight World Champion, defeating Siglone. I was calling her Lefty, but it's I don't know how you pronounce it, but to me it's still Lefty or Lefbree. So Ota Ellie Scottney Ota Siglolin Sigolin. Someone's gonna tell me how to pronounce it. And the chief support, because Ellie was supposed to be the chief support, but this was the chief support. Stephen Clark versus Jensen Ivan. What a four rounder! And that was worthy of top of the bill as well. But it was a great fight, a great four rounder. You know, young pros. Stephen was having his second fight, and Jensen, although having, I think he must have had about 14 fights, only been stopped once, 10 losses and 4 wins. He definitely, Natty, nicknamed Natty, he definitely came to swing it out, you know. So credit to both men. And finally, the top of the bill, what a performance by Zofa Barrett. Brilliant performance, fantastic performance, well deserved. And I think the icing on the cake had to be the stoppage. Had to be. That was just the icing on the cake. It was just a punch perfect, well boxed fight. You know, he stuck to his game plan, and I guess so did Jordan Gill, but it's just that one game plan worked and another never. But all the same, I'm going to send a massive big up to Jordan Gill. Whatever you do, wish you all the best in your endeavors. Keep doing what you're doing, sir. Keep being that, you know, setting the example. I know I heard him say on a one broadcast that he doesn't actually need boxing. You know, he's set up gym and, you know, he's doing quite well. He's done quite well. So, but whatever you do, whether you continue to fight, whatever. I wish you nothing but the best. But the night belongs to Zofa Barrett. Yeah. Fantastic performance, sir. Fantastic performance. And I don't know what belt it was for. But ultimately, the fight was stopped in the 10th round. Jordan Gill going down twice, both from body shots, which I predicted from the jump. Because, as you see, what's this I still talk about? Congo, come on now. Chris Congo is not fighting Boots Innis. And if he is, I should know about that. I should know about that because Kool should be telling me about that. He's only just signed to Matchroom. You never know. You never know. And I know Chris, regardless, would jump in there, bro. Who would not? But only, this is what I'm trying to say. Like, why would you get offered? Bear in mind, you've never fought for a world title. Why would you get offered a world title and turn it down? If you're really about that business, if you're really about challenging yourself and wanting to be on the highest stage of the sport, other than the fact that you're a young pro, you know, even if you're a young pro or in the embryonic stage of your career and you get an opportunity to fight a world champion and take his belt, and you're not going in with the mentality of a loser, bro, go for it. What's that? You're going to learn from the experience. But all this ducking and dodging business, I never understand it. So if Chris Kongo were to be offered a fight against Bruce Innis, I would say grab that. Make sure you get paid maximum money, but grab it. Because you never know. You never know. Good night, Rastafari, to you on the Cobbles Boxing. But yeah, listen, come on, own tight, half past fashion. For the first time, my fresh flowers are the exact same as Tunde. Yep, you know, connection. Big up, half past fashion. She said, how are you? Oh, God, what do you mean, how am I? I'm there, man. Just last week, you never saw me because I said last week, Sunday, what's the point of doing the show? There's nothing really to talk about. But now we're getting into the weeks where the boxing, there's some good fights coming up, you know, consistently. And next week, we got the dream Devin Haney against the YouTuber boxer. The boxer YouTuber. Yeah, because you can't really call him a YouTuber first because he's a boxer first. Multiple national titles, but he just blew on YouTube before he actually... And I think he still hasn't won a world title. But that's not to say Ryan Garcia is not a good fighter. I still will always be impressed with the victory over Luke Campbell. Because Luke Campbell is not a joke. Luke Campbell is a good fighter. Olympic gold medalist. And Ryan Garcia stopped him. So, I don't think Devon will be training, overlooking anyone. Devon and Bill will be doing their work and preparing diligently, as they always do. Right. People, it's like you don't want to go to bed. Still just under 1,000 people still with us. But guess what? It's time to go now. We will see you tomorrow. Hopefully Spencer will come because he got a good cussing today. I had to cuss him out, as they say. But it's all love. You know I'm only joking. Because I personally can't get angry for too long. That's just how it goes. I can't get angry for too long because I just think, what's the point? Just let it out. Don't, again, another piece of advice for longevity. Don't be holding in nothing. It's that stuff that makes you get old and mash up quickly. You're there holding things in. Just let it out. Get off your chest. Once it's off the chest, you're free. You can breathe. That's it. And that's how I've always lived like that. I ain't holding in nothing for it to come mash up my body and then I'm there feeling sick and everything like that. No. I have to get this thing out. So if I'm angry with my brother, Spencer, as I was today, I'm going to let it out. But guess what? It's out now. So boom, it's back to normal. Tomorrow, we will be back. Same time, same channel, Stamina for Soul YouTube channel. So I end the show in the exact way as I started it, with the magical words of dream it, believe it, become it. And as Spencer says, come on up. Later. Cool. Good night. God bless. One love. sorry. Me being stupid. Later. Peace. Sports Social Podcast Network.